The Salem Red Sox are on the air.
You can line this one into left field. Ochoa looks up, and you can kiss it goodbye. Yoelis Cespedes into the Salem sky. Tied no more. Two ball, two strike count. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Swung on and dumped over to the shortstop, Cespedes. Underhand toss to De Leon. Fired a first in time. It's a 6-4-3 twin-killing double play, and the Sox get out of it untouched.
Every pitch.
Here's the 1-2. He adds another. Chase Sprague, three up, three down, three strikeouts for the southpaw.
Every hit.
Swung on in line, in the left field. You can't forget about it. Andrew Musin, his second home run of the afternoon, and the Sox put up an 8 spot in the 6th.
Every moment.
On a grounder up the middle. De Leon fields it. Touches second base himself. Fires to first. Jimenez has it. Double play number 5 for the Salem Red Sox. And you could put a bow on this ball game. The 0-2 offer. Swing and a miss. Taking off for third. The throw is on the money. They got him. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Salazar and Fetrell. The battery is charged up and well.
Found right here on MILB.TV.
First pitch, he swings and sets this one in the right field. It is hooking, and it's down for a fair ball. Here comes Asensio. He'll score with ease. The Red Sox win it. Nathaniel Uten, the first pitch he sees, placing it into right. Cue up dirty water. The Sox are victorious.
The road to the show starts here. It's time for Salem Red Sox baseball. For today's pregame report, here's the voice of the Sox, Braden Schenk.
From Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark on this Tuesday afternoon, it's time for some brunch and baseball as we open our new six-game series. The Salem Red Sox are on the air. The Boston Red Sox Single-A affiliate welcome in the Charleston River Dogs, the Single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, for this week-long series here from the 540. Hi, everybody. Braden Schenk with you. So glad you can be with us on MILB-TV or the free Bally Sports Live app. Well, it was a historic weekend for the Salem Red Sox. They entered the All-Star break having lost or split their last 10 series. The Red Sox hadn't won a series outright in 77 days entering the finale on Sunday, a doubleheader for the Salem Red Sox. Game one, they led 5-0 on Saturday before the game was suspended and made up on Sunday. Charleston came out and scored 6 unanswered runs to take a lead in the top half of the 10th inning before Nathaniel Uten is a pinch hitter in the bottom of the 10th, delivering a walk-off hit to give the Salem Red Sox the win in Game 2 of that series on Sunday. The Game 3 of the doubleheader, a very gritty performance for the Salem Red Sox. Another come-from-behind win for Ozzy Chavez and the Salem Red Sox. They took the series with Fayetteville 2-1. This week, the Sox have the opportunity to do something they have not done all season long, and that is win back-to-back series. It's a tough task, but they welcome in a good Charleston team for just the second time ever. These teams did not meet in 2023. They did not meet in 2024. They met for a home-and-home in 2022. The River Dogs took 5 out of 6 here in Salem, and then these teams went down to Charleston, and the River Dogs swept the Red Sox in 6 games down at Joseph P. Riley Ballpark. It's the second time these teams meet this season. They went down to Charleston and opened up the series in May. That was a Charleston. They started the season strong. They took the first 4 games of that 6-game set before the Red Sox took the final 2. Charleston still won the overall series. So Salem on a little bit of a 2-game winning streak against the Charleston River Dogs as they meet for the final series of this home-and-home in this interdivision matchup between the North Division Red Sox and the South Division Charleston River Dogs. We'll give you your starting lineups on this Tuesday afternoon. Your starting pitching matchup, Stephen Brooks for the Salem Red Sox in his 14th start of the season, the 22-year-old out of Cal Poly. Guy that was drafted in the 11th round by the Boston Red Sox last year makes his second start against the Charleston River Dogs, earned a no decision back on the 17th of May, went 3 1/3. 3 hits, 1 run earned, 4 walks and 3 strikeouts for Brooks. His opposition, it is the 25-year-old Andrew Lindsay out of New Johnsonville, Tennessee. The former Tennessee Volunteer in just his 3rd appearance with the Charleston River Dogs this season, coming off of the 60-day IL earlier this month. The guy who started the season with the Florida Complex League. But here he is in Charleston for, again, just his third start. A guy that features a mid-90s fastball, but he's got some velocity on it. He'll touch 98 and a very hard cutter that he'll like to use as well. So it's going to be a tough task for the Red Sox to get to Andrew Lindsay, but Salem will try to do just that. The starting lineups for the visiting Charleston River Dogs, penciled in by third-year skipper Sean Smedley. The River Dogs have a record of 47-41. They're 12-10 in the second half, third place in the South Division, 4.5 games back. Theo Gillen leads off and plays center field, the left-hand swinging number two prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, according to MLB Pipeline. He again leads things off. Narciso Polanco, the second baseman, bats in the two-hole for this Charleston team. He recorded two hits this past weekend against the Hickory Crawdads. Nathan Flewelling, the catcher number 30 prospect in the Tampa Bay organization, is the third of three bats from the left side to start off that Charleston lineup. So it goes lefty, lefty, lefty against Stephen Brooks. After that, you got Angel Mateo, the left fielder, the cleanup man for the River Dogs. After him, Ryan McCoy, a very interesting story. The right fielder was signed by Tampa Bay. His contract was purchased by the New York Boulders yesterday. Got the call to Charleston this morning, and he will make his minor league debut this afternoon. And rounding out the middle third, it's Larry Martinez, the first baseman, the 59th game for Martinez on the campaign. Back third starts with Ricardo Gonzalez, the switch-hitting shortstop, a two-ribby performance this past weekend against the Hickory Crawdads. After him, it's Jeter Garcia, the designated hitter from the right side, one of just three right-handed bats in this Charleston lineup. And rounding things out, it is Jose Monzon, the third baseman from the left side, a lineup for Charleston that consists of five left-handed bats, a switch hitter, and the three right-handed bats. Again, the lineup for Charleston reads Gillen, Polanco, Flewelling, Mateo, McCoy, Martinez, Gonzalez, Garcia, and Monzon behind Andrew Lindsay in his third start of the season. And now the starting lineup for your Salem Red Sox, penciled in by first-year skipper Ozzie Chavez. The Red Sox come in 36-52. They are 10-14 in the second half. The Sox currently sit in fourth place in the North Division. Again at 10-14, six games back of the division leaders, the Carolina Mudcats. Justin Gonzalez bats in the leadoff spot, the number 14 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Gonzalez on a four-game hitting streak, had a very good weekend against Fayetteville. We'll look to continue that momentum here today. Starlin Nunez, the switch-hitting shortstop, bats in the two spot. Starlin is starting to get used to that two-hole. He only hit in the two spot once coming into this weekend, but he did it two out of the three games this past weekend. Nunez once again manning the two-hole. Yoelin Cespedes, the second baseman, number seven prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, bats in the three-hole. So again, the top third in the Salem lineup reads Gonzalez, Nunez, and Cespedes. Nathaniel Uten, the walk-off hero for game one of the doubleheader on Sunday, returns to the lineup and bats in the cleanup spot. Uten has two of the three team walk-offs for the Salem Red Sox this season, so a very good bat manning the cleanup position. Endy Azokar from the right side, the center fielder, will bat in the five-hole. Cleaver Salazar on an 11-game on-base streak, longest active streak on the Salem Red Sox. Salazar, the catcher, in the six-hole. Yosander Asensio, the left fielder, bats in the 7-hole. The switch hitter belted a home run on Saturday before that game was suspended. But Yosander back in the lineup after a very good weekend against Fayetteville. In the 8-hole, it's Kareem Ayubi, the left-handed bat, who had the game-tying hit on Sunday afternoon in the 10th inning, ripping one down the right field line. Was down to his final strike, down to the final out of the ballgame for the Red Sox, but Ayubi fended off extinction to bring home the tying run. 2-for-5 performance in that ballgame for Ayubi. A 6-game on-base streak for the first baseman, naturally a right fielder, but Kareem picking up the first base position this season. And Framie DeLeon, the third baseman, rounds things out for this Salem Red Sox lineup. That reads again, Gonzalez first, Nunez in the two-hole, Cespedes bats third. The middle third goes Uten, Azokar, and Salazar. And the back third is Asensio, Ayubi, and Framie DeLeon. Stephen Brooks, the starter for the Red Sox, Andrew Lindsay for the Charleston River Dogs. We'll give you the standings coming into this afternoon's contest. Again, a 12:05 p.m. first pitch on Super Splash Day at the ballpark. There'll be a lot of water guns, some water balloons. I mean, what's better than that? A nice summertime at the ballpark. You got the Super Splash Day, some of those super soakers. I mean, at least for me, that's a big part of my childhood there. You know, doing a little water balloon fights and, you know, just going and hanging out in the yard with your buddies back home. But you know what? We're trying to recreate it here in the ballpark, and fans still filing in for game one of this six-game set between Charleston and Salem. But the standings entering play here today, the Carolina Mudcats lead the North Division at 15-7. Fredericksburg Nationals sit in second place, a game back at 14-8. It's felt like Fredericksburg and Carolina have really paced the way so far in the North Division in the second half, and those teams will battle it out down the stretch to see who will take on Lynchburg in the playoffs come September. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers, despite losing the series to the Salem Red Sox, still hold the three position, 5.5 games back of Carolina. Salem moved up into the four spot after their doubleheader sweep on Sunday. The Sox again at 10-14. It's the first time in nearly a month that the Sox get out of that fifth place in the North Division. The Lynchburg Hillcats are now in fifth place, 9-14. They just have one less loss than the Salem Red Sox, so half a game back of Salem and 6.5 games back of the Carolina Mudcats. And rounding things out, it is the Delmarva Shorebirds at 7-17. The Shorebirds are 9 games out of first place. And over in the South Division, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the way at 17-6. The Hickory Crudads sit a half game back at 17-7. But then right there, it's the pesky Charleston River Dogs in third place at 12-10. The River Dogs 4.5 games back of the division leaders. Annapolis sits in fourth place, 6.5 games back. Augusta in fifth at 7.5 games back. And the Columbia Fireflies round things out at 10 games back. Those are your Carolina League standings on this Tuesday afternoon. Again, this is the first game to get going around the landscape of single-A baseball. Kind of an earlier start, if you will. It's the only 12 o'clock first pitch in all of single-A baseball. Believe it or not, it's the only first pitch before 6 o'clock in single-A baseball from all 30 affiliates. So kind of an oddity there, but the Red Sox will try to start the day off with a bang. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Carolina Mudcats will meet at 6 o'clock in Zebulon, North Carolina. At 6:35, Fayetteville and Fredericksburg meet up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. The Freddies and the Woodpeckers in a very big series deciding second and third place in the North Division. You got Augusta and Hickory at 7 o'clock down at LP Franz Stadium, a battle of South Division foes as Augusta will try to make their way back into the division against a good Hickory Crawdad team. Lynchburg and Delmarva meet at 7:05 p.m. out in Salisbury, Maryland. It's a battle of the fifth and sixth place teams in the North Division. And then Columbia and Myrtle Beach will meet at 7:05 p.m. It's a battle between the top team in the South Division and the last place team in the South Division. But again, 12:05, we get going between Salem and Charleston. Beautiful day for some baseball. Not a cloud in sight. The wind blowing in from center field. So we'll see if the balls stay in or if the balls start flying out. But nonetheless, picturesque day for some baseball as the Red Sox are being introduced to the home crowd. We'll step aside on MILB TV. When we're back, we'll have first pitch for you between the Tampa Bay Rays single-A affiliate and the Boston Red Sox single-A affiliates.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single A.
Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at MILB.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamonds.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
National anthem has been sung, starting lineups introduced. All we're waiting for first pitch on this Tuesday afternoon. There's Stephen Brooks. He'll be the starting pitcher for the Salem Red Sox. It's the 14th start of the season for Brooks, the former Cal Poly Mustang, pitching to a 2-5 record and a 5.72 ERA in his 50 and a third innings pitched. Second time that Brooks will face off against the Charleston River Dogs. He searches for his first win since early April. The lineup that Brooks will face off from this Charleston Ball Club, the Tampa Bay Rays single-A affiliate, goes like this. Theo Gillen, the center fielder, bats in the leadoff spot. Narciso Polanco, the second baseman, bats in the two-hole. Nathan Flewelling, the catcher, number 30 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization, bats third. Angel Mateo, the left fielder, bats cleanup. With Ryan McCoy, the right fielder, making his minor league baseball debut, purchased from the New York Boulders yesterday. McCoy, going to be an exciting at-bat for that kid in the five hole. Batting sixth, it's Larry Martinez, the first baseman. Ricardo Gonzalez, the shortstop, bats seventh. Jeter Garcia, the designated hitter, bats eighth. And Jose Monzon, the third baseman, bats ninth. Red Sox out in their red jerseys, read Salem across the chest in the blue letters, white outline. White pants with the blue caps with the red S on them, and Theo Gillen will dig in from the left-handed batter's box. The center fielder in the blue jersey reads River Dogs across the chest in the gold lettering. White outline, white numbers on the back, gray pants, and the blue baseball caps. Righty on lefty matchup, how we get started. Brooks from the windup brings home the first pitch. It's a breaking ball missing on the outer third, and we're underway here from Salem at 12:08 p.m. Braden Schenck with you. So glad you can be with us on MILB TV, Bally Sports Live, or streaming live on WZBJ24. The 1-0 is a fastball that misses low and away. It's now 2-0. There's Stephen Brooks. He will throw a fastball, a cutter, a curveball, and a changeup. Whips home the 2-0. It's a fastball that misses up at the letters of Gillen. Now 3-0. Theo Gillen's such an interesting guy in the batter's box. He's played in 59 games this season. He's reached in 58 of those 59 games. There's been just one game this year in which he hasn't reached base. The 3-0 pitch is a fastball missing high and away, and it's a four-pitch walk to Theo Gillen. Well, you can now make it 59 out of 60 games. Gillen will be aboard. And he turns the baton over to Narciso Polanco, who will swing it from the left-hand side. Brooks, a guy who has been pretty much even against the righties and lefties this season. A 220 average against the righties, a 205 average against the lefties. And now he sees Polanco for the first time. The runner on first, no outs, no score, Charleston and Salem. First pitch home is a fastball missing the outer third. It starts 1-0. So five straight balls hurled in by Stephen Brooks. The right-hander will try to find the strike zone. Here in the top of the first. Infield shifts to the third base side. Brooks comes set just above the belt and whips home the 1-0. Fastball missing high at the eye level of Polanco. It's now 2-0. Claver Salazar will call time and talk things over with the pitcher. The defensive alignment for the Red Sox. You've got Asensio in left field, Azo Carr in center. Nathaniel Uten plays right. Infield, De Leon's at third. Nunez at short, Cespedes at second. Iubi's the first baseman. And the battery is Stephen Brooks and Claver Salazar. Six straight balls thrown by Stephen Brooks to open up this ball game. Already walked Theo Gillen and trying to get back into this at-bat with Polanco. From the first base side of the rubber, Brooks brings the tan glove to his right hand. Comes set, leg kick the pitch home. Fastball called strike on the outer third. Brooks just firing in that pitch. It's now 2-1. Polanco, the 20-year-old out of Sanchez, Dominican Republic, in his 80th game with the Charleston River Dogs this season. Brooks fires back into first, and it skips underneath the glove of Iubi and goes up the right field line. Gillen will break for second. He will take off for third. The throw from Iubi will be just late, and Theo Gillen moves first to third on a skip throw from Stephen Brooks. So Brooks just skipped the pickoff attempt underneath the glove of Kareem Iubi. As a result, Theo Gillen now 90 feet away from scoring the game's first run. Count is 2 balls and a strike after the error on Brooks. Corners will play in. 2-1 to Polanco is a fastball that misses the outer third. It's now 3-1. Nicholas Sexton calling the balls and strikes. Parker Powell out in the field, our two-man Carolina League umpiring crew. Brooks from the chest dispatches the 3-1. It's a breaking ball missing high at the letters. Five-pitch walk to put Polanco aboard. It's a good time to tell you about our Michael Franzese key to the game. Michael Franzese and his team of agents and investors, brokered by eXp Realty, have the cash flow experience and knowledge of the Roanoke market to guide you to your next income property. Connect with them at RoanokeValleyPropertyInvestors.com. Our Michael Franzese key to the game, the Sox need to win the first inning. It's proved so valuable throughout this entire season. The Red Sox, when they jump out to an early lead versus having to play from behind. First pitch to Nathan Flewelling, a fastball called strike on the outer third at 92. It's 0-1. Statistically speaking, the Red Sox are a better team when they score first. 26-17 when they score first. 10-35 when they don't. So the Red Sox need to win this first inning if they want to win this ball game. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled off the glove of Salazar. Quickly 0-2. And again, that was our Michael Franzese key to the game. If you want to connect with Michael Franzese and his team of agents and investors, brokered by eXp Realty, the URL is RoanokeValleyPropertyInvestors.com. No balls, two strikes. Brooks gets the sign from Salazar. From the stretch, he brings home the 0-2. Swung on and popped foul down the third base line. Staying alive is Flewelling. Taking off for second was Polanco, but the foul ball will force him to retreat. A River Dogs team that's coming off of taking the weekend series against Hickory this past weekend. One Friday and Saturday, dropped the finale on Sunday. Trying to make up some ground on the team in front of them in the standings. The 0-2, a changeup missing high and away. It's now 1-2. Stephen Brooks, over his last six starts, 0-4 with a 5.92 ERA, has not found the win column since the 22nd of April. The 1-2 pitch, runner takes out for second. Fastball misses high and away. The throw from Salazar will soar into center field. And the run will come home to score in Gillen. Charleston leads 1-0. Nunez did knock it down. He really had to jump up there just to bat it down to avoid it from getting into center, but it was a high throw on the shortstop. And as a result, the River Dogs take a 1-0 lead. Second error charge to the Red Sox. It's now 1-0 Charleston. The 2-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball missing on the inner third. Count now runs full. On second base is Polanco. He walked and advanced to second on that stolen base. But two errors committed by the Red Sox in this opening inning. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Llewellyn down chasing. The strikeout is the first out of the top of the first. It's also the first strikeout for Stephen Brooks. And it's brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Brent Hershey. Don't strike out when it comes to your insurance needs. Contact Brent Hershey today at 540-772-0011 or get a quote by visiting BrentHersheyRoanoke.com. One out for Angel Mateo. First pitch on this righty-on-righty affair, a fastball missing low and away, 1-0. Mateo, one of the top hitters in this Charleston lineup. Six homers, 58 RBI, team best 85 base knocks on the campaign. And a 298 average, which is always good. Brooks whips home the 1-0. It's a breaking ball missing on the outer third. Quickly 2-0. 1-0, Charleston leads. Top of the first. River Dogs saw a walk from Theo Gillen. Advanced all the way to third on an error from Stephen Brooks trying to pick him off. Came around to score on an error by Claver Salazar, who tried to throw out Polanco, stealing second base. The 2-0. It's a slider missing low and away, and it's 3-0. The Red Sox as a team have committed 115 errors this season. It's the second most in the Carolina League and the fifth most in all of single-A baseball. The Delmarva Shorebirds lead all of single-A baseball in the errors department. Free ball is no strikes. The pitch is a fastball called strike down Broadway. And that will keep Mateo in the right-handed batter's box. Three balls and a strike on the Carolina League's leader with 58 RBI. Has an opportunity to bring home a 59th, a 306 hitter with runners in scoring position. The 3-1 swung on and grounded against the shift down the first baseline. Polanco will get the windmill. On his way to second is Mateo. Uten fields it in the corner, whips it on in. Cut off by Cespedes, but it's an RBI double from Angel Mateo, and he extends his league lead with 59 RBIs now. 2-0 Charleston. Just lacing that one down the first baseline. This will force Alex Reynolds to call time, and the pitching coach will talk things over with Stephen Brooks. For those watching on WZBJ 24, you got a chance to see the first half of our conversation with Alex Reynolds, the pitching coach. Tomorrow we'll have the back half of that. Alex offered a lot of good insights on the pitching staff, his experience as a former catcher in college, growing up in Massachusetts, lifelong Red Sox fan. It was a dream come true for him to now work in the Boston Red Sox organization. The first-year pitching coach will be adjourned by home plate umpire Nicholas Sexton. Second visit used by the Red Sox, and this gives way to Ryan McCoy, the 23-year-old out of Frankfort, Illinois, the former Louisville Cardinal, in his first ever minor league baseball at-bats. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch from Brooks. McCoy swings and misses on the 86-mile-per-hour cutter. It starts 0-1. McCoy had his contract purchased by the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday from the New York Boulders of the Independent Frontier League. The 0-1 is a breaking ball that skips before the dirt into the glove of Salazar, 1-1. Although McCoy had a very decorated career with the Boulders. How about 11 home runs and a 1.110 OPS? This was a guy that went undrafted out of Louisville, but has absolutely torched the indie ball pitchers the last two seasons with the New York Boulders. The 1-1, a breaking ball missing in the dirt. It's 2-1 now. And if the New York Boulders name rings a bell, probably for good reason, P.J. Labriola of the Salem Red Sox, also had his contract purchased out of the Frontier League's team. The 2-1 swung on and dribbled foul down the first baseline. It's now 2-2. Labriola, the southpaw for Salem, saw his contract purchased on May 22nd. One of two Indy ball guys on this Red Sox team, joining Jay Ulmer out of the bullpen. But Labriola and this guy, Ryan McCoy, would have been teammates out in New York. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch from Brooks. It's a fastball called strike three on the outer third. Nicholas Sexton rings up Ryan McCoy, and that's how his minor league baseball career gets underway with a backwards K. So Tugan and Larry Martinez will swing it from the right-hand side. Martinez, the 19-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela. 1-for-8 this weekend against the Hickory Crawdads. First pitch is a fastball that's called strike at the knees at 91 miles per hour. It's 0-1. If you're just joining us, we're in the top of the first. Charleston leads Salem 2-0. River Dogs have scored two runs off one hit. Two errors by the Salem Red Sox have helped the cause as well. The 0-1 is swung on and nubbed down the first baseline. Brooks falls off the hill. He'll field it and will apply the tag on the right thigh of Martinez. It's out number three. The one unassisted ends the top of the first, but not before Charleston scores a run off one hit. They leave a man aboard, and two errors to the Red Sox aid the cause. Salem comes to bat when we return in 90 seconds on MILB TV.
Become a member of the 540 Club today by purchasing your Salem Red Sox season tickets. Full season, half season, and quarter season packages are still available. Enjoy exclusive membership benefits such as VIP parking, team store discounts, end of season batting practice, and early entry into Salem Memorial Ballpark. To purchase your 2025 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Become a member of the 540 Club.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Bottom of the first from Salem, that guy right there, Andrew Lindsay, in his third career start with the single-A Charleston River Dogs, inheriting a lead. That's 1-0 Charleston. Salem Red Sox will try to score some runs off Lindsay, who he sees for the first time this season. The numbers for Andrew Lindsay, it is 2 games, 5 2/3 innings pitched, a 7.94 ERA. An 0-1 record so far for Andrew Lindsay. The former Tennessee Volunteer will face off against the Salem Red Sox lineup that goes like this. Justin Gonzalez, the designated hitter, bats leadoff, number 14 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Starlin Nunez, the shortstop, bats second. Nolan Cespedes, the second baseman, bats third. Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder, bats cleanup. And Diaz Okar, the center fielder, bats fifth. Claver Salazar, the catcher, bats sixth. Yosander Asensio, the left fielder, in the seventh spot. Kareem Ayubi, the first baseman in the 8-hole, and Framy DeLeon rounds things out and bats 9. For Lindsay, he throws that fastball that hits mainly in the mid-90s, but will touch as high as 98. Also has a hard cutter and slider. First pitch, righty on righty. It's a fastball that misses below the knees of Gonzalez. It starts 1-0. He also has a lesser-used curveball and changeup, but a true four-pitch mix for the 25-year-old right-hander who was drafted by the Miami Marlins. The 1-0 is swung on and grounded on the left side. Shortstop Gonzalez charges, and he's unable to make the play. Skips up off the forearm of Gonzalez. And this allows Justin Gonzalez to reach. Feels a little bit like that who's on first bit. Gonzalez at the plate, Gonzalez at shortstop. But nonetheless, Starlin Nunez will come to bats with a runner on first after the base hit for Justin Gonzalez. So they scored a single. It's now a 5-game hitting streak for Justin Gonzalez. One shy of his season high, which came at 6 games earlier this month. Righty on lefty matchup to Starlin. Gonzalez dances off first. Lindsay, long pause and the pitch on. Nunez swings and clubs this one in the left field. It will go foul. It starts 0-1. So Lindsey, as I was saying, was drafted by the Miami Marlins in the fifth round of the 2023 Major League Baseball draft. He was traded to Tampa Bay in the Fidel Brujan trade back in November of 2023. And he's now in his second stint with the Red Sox. The 0-1 is swung on and grounded hard into right field. Past the reach of Polanco. First to third, Gonzalez will move. Nunez chugging for second. The throw will be late. And Starlin Nunez with a big single. And just like that, it's 0-1. Now there's going to be a double for Nunez. And the runners on second and third. Starlin Nunez was thinking two out of the box. And just like that, there's two runners in scoring position for Yoel and Cespedes. Cespedes, the number seven prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization, on a four-game hitting streak. He bats righty on righty. Infield shifts to the third base bag. First pitch to Yoelen. He watches the fastball. Cold strike at the knees. It starts 0-1. Yoelen, two for three performances this past Sunday. Both of the games with the doubleheader put up two hits. It's now had 15 multi-hit efforts this season. The 0-1, Cespedes watches the breaking ball miss in the dirt. Now 1-1. The 19-year-old out of Azua, Dominican Republic. Guy who originally came up as a shortstop. This year playing mainly the second base position. 60 of his 74 games have come at second base. Kind of the everyday second baseman for Ozzy Chavez. 1-1, the pitch. Cespedes swings and misses on the 94-mile-per-hour heater. Up and in for Andrew Lindsey, just overpowering Cespedes. It's now 1-2. But Yoel and a guy who leads the team in games played, really the leader on this team in terms of the offensive front, and he's on the younger side at just 19 years old. A ball and two strikes. Lindsey whips home the offer. Cespedes swings and pops this one up behind home plate. It will see the seats. Remaining 1-2. Bottom of the first, Charleston leads 2-0 over the Salem Red Sox. Game one of this six-game series this week in the 5-4-0. Just the second time ever that Charleston takes the trip to Carilion Clinic Fields. Counts 1-2. The pitch swung on and popped up in a shallow center field. It's Polanco and Gillen that converge on it. Center fielder Gillen comes a long ways out to make the catch. And there's no tag from Justin Gonzalez. He got about halfway up the line in case Gillen did drop the baseball. But Theo Gillen coming all the way into shallow right center field to make that catch. And there's one gone. Nathaniel Uten. Uten, the left-handed bat, playing right field for the Red Sox this afternoon. On a five-game hitting streak. Had a walk-off hit on Sunday, which is always good for the resume. Lindsey comes set at the belts. And he whips home the first pitch. Cespedes watches, or rather, Uten watches the first pitch fastball miss low and away. Starts 1-0. And for Nathaniel, he's looked really good over his last 36 games. Really since the middle of May, he's hitting a team-best 323. Has 18 RBI in the stretch, 6 stolen bases as well. The 1-0 is a fastball that misses the outer third 2-0. And Uten was a guy that kind of struggled to start this season back for his second year in Salem. And he really talked about how his confidence is up this season. He feels like he's seeing the baseball very well. It was even interesting. Runners on second and third, a big scoring position opportunity for Uten. The 2-0, he watches the fastball miss outside 3-0. Nathaniel has one of the highest batting averages with runners in scoring position this season. And I asked him, I'm like, it feels like you're always up in the big, high-leverage situations. Does your mentality change at the plate? And he said, no. I try to keep it simple, focus on what the coaches tell me in the cages, and treat every at-bat the same. The 3-0 is a fastball called Strike Down Broadway. It's 3-1. It just helps him stay calm, focusing on the fundamentals, the basics, and not worrying about the situations that are greeting him at the plate. And it's worked for him so far this year. Two walk-offs, a 286 average with runners in scoring position, 29 ribbies, one of the best hitters in the left-handed batter's box. Here's Lindsey's 3-1 offer. Uten swings and clubs this one down the left field line. It's foul, hooking into that Roanoke Times Pavilion. There's a big group out there. Look at them. They're all smiling, having fun, getting some shade on this hot and humid day in Salem. 80 degrees, wind blowing out towards right center field, 7 miles per hour. If you got shade like those guys, it's a beautiful day for your ball game. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindsey from the belt. Leg kick and the pitch home. Uten swings and grounds this one over to the second baseman, Polanco. He charges, fires to first, and he skips it low of Martinez. One run scores. Here comes Nunez. Bolting for second is Uten, like Superman, head first in a second. And Nathaniel Uten ties us up in the bottom of the first. Nathaniel Uten, just a chopper over to the second baseman, Polanco. Skips the throw low of Larry Martinez at first. And just like that, it allows a pair to score. And this game is 2-2. Uten showing off the speed, making it a tough play for Polanco. But just like that, it is a new ball game. Charleston 2, Salem 2. Endiaz Okar will swing it from the right-hand side. The 18-year-old out of Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela. Coming off of a shaky weekend against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-for-11 at the dish in the 3 games against the Woodies. Righty on righty. First pitch, he swings a high chopper over to the shortstop, Gonzalez, and he has to leap up to make the stop. Fires to first. On the skip is just late as Okar legs out an infield single. A high chopper that Gonzalez had to leap up to knock down. Skipped the throw into the glove of Martinez, but Endy's speed was just too much. And there's runners on the corners now for Claver Salazar. One gone, bottom of the second. Salazar on an 11-game on-base streak. Drew a career-high 3 walks in game one of that doubleheader on Sunday. Just been an on-base machine over the last 3 weeks. Looking to drive in another. First pitch home. It's a fastball missing below the knee. Starts 1-0. Claver, in his 71st game of the season, has split the catching responsibilities with Andrew Musette all season long. Lindsey whips home the 1-0. It's a breaking ball called strike at the knees. 1-1. It's also interesting watching the Red Sox early work today. Frederick Jimenez was getting some work in at the catcher position. The normal first baseman for the Red Sox is listed on the roster as a catcher, came up as a catcher, but has been transitioned to the first base position, the 1-1. Salazar swings and dribbles it foul down the third base line. It's 1-2. So we'll see if potentially Frederick Jimenez might get moved behind the dish, especially with the recent move as of yesterday with Diego Valoria being sent down to Fort Myers. One of 2 roster moves for the Red Sox. Austin Ehrlicher got the call up to High A Greenville, the right-handed pitcher for the Red Sox. Had a very good career with this ball club in Salem. The 1-2 pitch, Uten takes off for second. Rather, Azulcar takes off for second. The 1-2 is swung on and popped foul into the seats. We'll do it again. Uten is on second base, or on third base, Azulcar on first. They both had the same build, kind of the lanky, tall look, the knee-high Red Sox. Uten wears the red undershirts. I don't know how he's not hot. I mean, it's 80 degrees out, and he's wearing a long-sleeve shirt and a jersey on top. The 1-2, runner takes off for second. Salazar swings and spoils it foul down the first base line. Goes into the seats, and a fan made a nice catch. One of the groups in attendance. A couple summer camps in the ballpark today. I mean, it's the middle of summer. You might as well take a day off camp, come to the yard. Also, we had a rainout during our regularly scheduled camp day, so camp kids are going to try to get a ball game here and get the full Salem Red Sox experience. 1-2. Lindsey aims home the 1-2. Salazar watches the fastball miss high and away. It's now 2-2. Andrew Lindsey, a guy who has not seen a huge sample size in the single-A ranks. 5 2/3 innings, 4 walks to 3 strikeouts. He's allowed just 5 earned runs over his previous 2 outings with Charleston. 2-2. First, Lindsey fires back into first, plunging in head first is Azulcar. First disengagement used by the Charleston hurler. Although it's also interesting, the River Dogs are expected to use a piggyback starter in Jaden Volker at some point, so curious to see how long Andrew Lindsey goes in this ballgame. 2-2. brings home the offer. It's a breaking ball missing in the dirt. The back pick to first. It gets away from the first baseman Martinez. Breaking for the plate. Utanda throws late. Nathaniel showing off the speed, bolting for home plate, beating the throw, and the Red Sox have a 3-2 lead. Flewelling tried the back pick to first. It skipped underneath the glove of Martinez. He tried to give the appearance he had the baseball, but he had to retrieve it at some point. And when Uten realized the first baseman didn't have the baseball, he started the 90-foot dash to home plate and ended up coming around to make it 3-2 Red Sox. So they're going to score an error on the catcher. First pitch, a fastball called strike. It's 0-1. So it was a swing and a miss from Salazar. I do have to point that out in the chaos that happened. So Salazar was the second out. Now Cencio will bat from the left-handed batter's box. The 0-1, he watches the fastball called on the inner third. It's now 0-2. So it was a hectic play. He had a back pick to first. Uten scored, but Salazar did strike out on the play. So a first strikeout for Lindsay. And there's two gone for Asensio. Red Sox lead 3-2, bottom of the first. The 0-2 is a fastball missing high. It's now 1-2. The River Dogs, two runs off one hit, two errors. For the Salem Red Sox, it's two runs off four hits, two errors committed by the Red Sox. The 1-2 pitch. Asensio watches the fastball miss above the hands. 2-2. Yosander departs the left-handed batter's box, adjusts the red and blue batting gloves, taps his navy blue batting helmet before digging back in, crouching into his stance. The 2-2. Swung on and line foul down the left field line. This one we'll see the seats. So already in this first inning, there's been four errors committed by these two teams combined. A little bit of an oddity, especially in the fact that the Red Sox fielded the ball so well this weekend despite the 5 days off last week for the All-Star break. The 2-2 runner takes off for second. Fastball missing outside. Flewelling's throw to second is on the money, and they tag as Okar on the back right foot. It's out number three. Well, a long first inning comes to an end. The Salem Red Sox take a 3-2 lead over the Charleston River Dogs. It's going to be a fun series on tap from Salem. But as of right now, the Red Sox, three runs off four hits thanks to two errors from Charleston. Top of the second on tap from Salem when we return.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs starting on Tuesday for a six-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this 9-game homestand. Visit the box office or go to milb.com/Salem/ticket.
Welcome back to Salem. Top of the second we go. Red Sox putting up three runs in the bottom of the first to take a 3-2 lead with them as Charleston will send up the bottom third in their lineup. Gonzalez Garcia is in more zone. First pitch, a fastball called strike on the inner third. Steven Brooks returns to the rubber, the second inning of work for Steven. He allowed two runs off of one hit, two errors by his team. Contributed to the top of the first. The 0-1 is a breaking ball missing on the inner third. 1-1 to Gonzalez. Ricardo Gonzalez swings it from the left-hand side. the 21-year-old out of Venezuela. The 1-1 pitch is a fastball missing high and away, 2-1. In the first inning, you had 5 runs scored off 5 hits combined and 4 errors by these two clubs. The 2-1 from Brooks. It's a fastball that's a called strike at the letters. Gonzalez in disbelief with the call. A very delayed call by Nicholas Sexton, our home plate umpire. But nonetheless, it's 2-2. It's the 7th meeting between the Red Sox and the River Dogs this season. Charleston leads the season series 4-2. The 2-2 is a fastball that misfires high and away. Salazar has to pop up to stop it from going off the backstop. It runs full. But just the first time since 2022 that Charleston makes the trip to Carilion Clinic Fields. The payoff pitch swung on in line over to Cespedes at second. He makes the catch. Yoelen Cespedes fading to his left, coming up with the baseball for the first out of the second. Yoelen has really showed the leather the last week or so. And really getting used to that second base position, a natural shortstop. But he's playing second base like a pro. One gone, and this will give way to Jeter Garcia. Garcia, the 19-year-old out of Venezuela, righty on righty, watches the first pitch. Changeup miss on the inner third, starts 1-0. Was called up for the River Dogs on May 25th. Started the season with the Florida Complex League. Played in 11 games with the FCL Rays. The 1-0 is swung on and popped up. Tower shot into right field. Uten chasing back on the warning track, backpedaling, and it's over his head, one hopping off the base of the wall. Garcia's up to second with a one-out double. And Charleston's got their second hit of the ball game, both of which doubles. Uten was dancing out there in right field. Tried to get a read on the baseball. By the time he saw it, it was over his head and off the base of the wall by that Roanoke College sign out in right field. There's a runner in scoring position for Jose Monzon. The third baseman swings it from the left-hand side. Righty on lefty. Infield shifts to the first base bank. First pitch home. Monzon swings and lines this one down the left field line. Against the shift, Asensio chasing by the line. And this one will one-hop off the base of the wall. Fair ball. Getting the round, Garcia. He will score with ease. It's a stand-up double from Jose Monzon. And this game is tied at 3 apiece. A frozen rope down the left field line, hit off the warning track, then off the base of the wall, and just like that, it's the third hit for Charleston, and it brings home their third run. Lineup card flips over to Theo Gillen in the leadoff spot. After the 18th RBI of the year for Jose Monzon. Righty on lefty to Gillen. Brooks leg kick and the pitch home. Swung on and clubbed into right field. Uten takes 2 steps in, leaps up and makes the catch for out number 2. Daniel Uten snagging that baseball and one pitch retires Theo Gillen. So now there's 2 gone for Narciso Polanco. On this 12:05 first pitch afternoon, Charleston and Salem deadlocked at 3 apiece. I wonder if the players have a preference between playing at night versus the day. Kind of, I think, adjust the schedules when you got to play at 12:05 compared to a regular 6:35 first pitch. First pitch, a fastball missing low and away to Polanco. Although I can tell you, one thing's for sure, Polanco definitely likes the night games better. Hitting .248 at night compared to just .128 during the day. So I think it's safe to say he likes playing under the lights better. The 1-0 is swung on and clubbed foul off the screen. It's 1-1. And sometimes you just see some of those weird splits. Guys that are naturally better at night versus the day is things that shouldn't necessarily make sense on paper, but just kind of funny little trends that you see throughout the course of the season with these guys. Some players hit better in a certain month, certain day of the week. The 1-1 is a breaking ball that misses on the inner third. Polanco has to jackknife his way out of it. It's 2-1. But it's also cool, just the analytics of baseball, how there's so much data available nowadays that there wasn't 10, 15, 20 years ago. Feels like every stat is tracked, every metric recorded. Game's so analytical nowadays. The 2-1 is swing and a miss from Polanco. Late on that 90-mile-per-hour heater from Brooks. Steven Brooks, just 2 strikeouts, trying to get out of this second inning, limiting the damage. The 22-year-old out of Elk Grove, California, former 11th round draft pick by Boston, comes set above the belts. Leg kick, and he brings the pitch home. Strike three swinging. Polanco down chasing that 84-mile-per-hour changeup. Third strikeout for Steven, and that retires the top half of the second. River Dogs score a run off two hits. They tie us up at three apiece. Salem trades the gloves for the bats here on MILB TV.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem. Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
We keep on rolling from Salem. Bottom of the second we head. Red Sox and the River Dogs tied at three apiece. Game one of this six-game series between the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays single-A affiliates. Braden Shank with you. So glad you can be with us on MILB TV, the free Bally Sports Live app. We're streaming live today on WZBJ 24. So if you're joining us in the Roanoke, Lynchburg, Danville area, welcome to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Lineup will go 7-8-9, Asensio, Ayubi, and Framie De Leon. After the inning ended on a cut stealing to retire that bottom of the first. So Asensio gets kind of a rebirth, if you will. He's trailing in the count 2-2 when Endiazo Carr was thrown out at second. But nonetheless, righty on lefty, first pitch to Yosander. He swings and lines this one past a reaching Polanco into right field. And Yosander takes the first pitch into right field for a single. It's the 28th hit of the season for Yosander. And the leadoff man is aboard for Kareem Ayubi. Ayubi, the 21-year-old out of Wilmstead, Curacao, on a career-best six-game on-base streak. He has been on fire over his last 12 games, batting .359 with hits in 10 of his last 12. Really been a renaissance for Kareem at the dish since the middle of June. Righty on lefty, first pitch, he watches the fastball miss the outer third, 1-0. Kareem was a guy who entered the month of June, didn't have the most impressive numbers, a 163 average entering June, got all the way down to 152 in the middle of June. Back on June 26th, when the renaissance of Kareem Ayubi started, the 1-0, he swings and ground and lines this one the other direction, past Gonzalez in the center field, and Kareem Ayubi continues his hot ways at the dish. Runners on first and second now. But as I was saying with Kareem, on June 26th, his average was 152. He has risen it 56 points up to 208 over his last 12 games. And it's going to rise even more after that single right there. Two runners on for Framie De Leon in the ninth spot. Tied at three apiece, bottom of the second between Salem and Charleston. Game one of this six-game series here in the Carolina League. Righty on righty. Ayubi watches the first pitch. He swings and grounds this one off the end of the bat. Flared by Lindsay. Fires to second to Polanco. The relay to first is in time. And it's a 1-4-3 twin-killing double play. Pitcher Polanco, pitcher Lindsay grabbed that grounder off one bounce, chucked it into the chest of Polanco. The relay was in time. And Framie De Leon will erase Kareem Ayubi. Up to third does go Asensio. But there's now two gone for Justin Gonzalez. Gonzalez singled back in the first inning. The number 14 prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. First pitch, he watches the breaking ball missing the dirt. It starts 1-0. And Gonzalez, a guy who is on the younger side, 18 years old, got the call up from the Florida Complex League on May 6th, has spent a majority of the year with the Salem Red Sox. Watches the pitch miss in the dirt. 1-0 on Justin. Ran out 2-0. I thought it was 2-0. I was waiting for the scoreboard to put it up. Didn't want to start guessing, second-guessing myself. But the count is 2-0 to Justin. Righty on righty, the pitch home. Gonzalez swings and grounds this one down the third baseline. It's a very slow roller, and it's going to go foul. Off the bat, it looked like a 50-50 ball, but it just trickled into foul territory as Monzon charged it and fielded it for the foul ball. So we'll do it again. Now two balls and a strike. Righty on righty. Counts two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Gonzalez swings and grounds this one of the shortstop Gonzalez. He fields it with ease, two shuffles, fires to first in time. And that is out number three. Red Sox bring four hitters up to the dish. No runs off two hits. They leave a man aboard. And we head to the top of the third. Deadlocked between the Charleston River Dogs and the Salem Red Sox after two.
Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at milb.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamonds. This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ 24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox Baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ 24. Don't just hear about it, watch it live.
Top of the third from Salem, tied at three apiece between the Charleston River Dogs and the Salem Red Sox. Game one of this six-game set taking place all week long from Carilion Clinic Fields. Lineup goes 3-4-5, Flewelling, Mateo, and McCoy against Stephen Brooks. First pitch swung on and popped foul down the left field line. This one's curling and will hit into the Salem bullpen. Nathan Flewelling, the number 30 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. A guy who swings a very good left-handed bat. Very tall guy in the batter's box. 6'2", 200 pounds, the 0-1. He swings and clubs this one off the end of his bat. Foul down the third baseline. This one will see the seats. A guy who was drafted in the third round, 94th overall by Tampa Bay a year ago. Comes to Tampa Bay out of Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. A Canadian at the dish. The 0-2. He watches the breaking ball, missed the outer third. 1-2. The 83-mile-per-hour changeup unable to fall in there for Brooks. And it's interesting, Flewelling was the youngest guy on the River Dogs opening day roster. Just 18 years old. The 1-2, he swings and grounds this one. It takes a huge hop over the head of IUB into rights. Flewelling just hit that one off some spot in the infield that somehow skipped over the 6-foot-tall Kareem IUB into right field. Talk about a nasty hop. It gives Flewelling the benefit of the doubt. And the leadoff man's aboard for Charleston in the third. Looked like a routine play for Kareem, but it's tough when the infield monster eats it up and says, not today, psych. And just like that, it is a fourth hit for the River Dogs in the contest. Righty on righty for Mateo. RBI double his first time up in the opening frame. The league's leader in RBIs. First pitch, he swings on the inside part of his hands. Little roller to Cespedes at second. Fires to short, and he throws it wide into left field. Floellen gets up. He's on his way to third. Breaking for second is Mateo. And it will be what I presume would be scored as an error against Yoelan Cespedes. A slow roller that he tried to throw to second for the fielder's choice, but instead threw it wide of Nunez into left field. Now we await the official scoring decision. 3-3, top of the third. They are going to score an error. So Ryan McCoy will dig in for his second career minor league plate appearance. Went down looking his first time up. The 23-year-old trying to have an impressive debut for Charleston. First pitch, righty and lefty. McCoy swings and misses on the 88-mile-per-hour cutter. Starts 0-1. So they scored an error. I would assume it's against Cespedes, the E4. Runners on second and third. Corners play in. Middle infield at double play depth. The 0-1 is swing and a miss on the curveball. Inner third, McCoy comes up empty. It's 0-2. One gone here. No, there's not one gone. Scoreboard reads one gone. It was just a single on an E4 thus far. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and lined on the left field line. Remains 0-2. Scoreboard right now reads no balls, no strikes, and one out. That is not correct. It should be no balls, two strikes, and no outs. There we go. They just updated. It's almost like they can hear me. It's like one of those genies. The 0-2 pitch, fastball missing high at the eye level of McCoy, 1-2. Right, actually, I guess the genie is the one that does the wishes with the Aladdin. What's the one? Psychic? I think that's the one I'm thinking of that you just can kind of hear, kind of predict the future. I don't know all my weird magic. The 1-2 is a fastball missing high at the letters 2-2. I'm not even sure if you classify that as a magic test, technically. Some of those, like, fortune readers and the genies and all that. It's kind of the dark magic side of things. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's a fastball that darts inside. Called for a ball. Count runs full. 91 miles per hour. First base is open. But Brooks trying to avoid dishing out what would be his third walk of the ball game. First since the first two batters of the game. The payoff pitch. It's a called strike three on the outer third. Got him with the 85-mile-per-hour changeup. Back-to-back strikeout lookings for Ryan McCoy. And there's one gone here in the third. Once again, using that changeup on the outer third, and Stephen Brooks has his fourth strikeout of the afternoon. One gone for Larry Martinez. Swings it from the right-hand side, the 19-year-old. Infield shifts to the third base bag. First pitch, he swings and grounds this one hardly underneath the glove of Cespedes in his center field. One run scores. Mateo gets the round, and it will be a two-RBI single off the bat of Larry Martinez. It was a screamer up the middle. Cespedes tried to scoop it up off a hop, kind of pick it, but instead it went underneath his glove, and they're going to score it a fifth hit for Charleston, giving RBI 16 and 17 for Larry Martinez on the campaign. So it's a third consecutive inning that Charleston puts up a run, forcing Alex Reynolds to come out and have a quick chat with his pitcher, Stephen Brooks. He had the Mateo RBI double in the first inning, the Monzone RBI double in the second inning, and now Larry Martinez with a two RBI single in the third. And you equate in the error that brought home the run as well, and Polanco in the first inning. Those are the five runs for Charleston. They lead 5-3. Well, if you're a fan of scoring, this is the ball game for you. If you're a fan of pitcher's duels, I'm sorry, not today. We would have liked our ball games on Sunday, though. Until the end, though, and both offenses kind of broke open. That's besides the point. Righty on lefty to Ricardo Gonzalez. First pitch home is a breaking ball missing in the dirt. It starts 1-0. Gonzalez lined out to Cespedes in the second inning. It was a very nice play that Cespedes baited to his left on to retire Gonzalez. Brooks Looks over on the runner, Martinez on first, before coming set at the letters and dispatching the 1-0. It's a fastball. It's a call and strike at the knees. 1-1. Infield shifts to the first base side of the infield. Huge line down the left field line if Gonzalez can push it the other way. 1-1, the pitch. Swung on and popped up. This one is going to go underneath us. Someone made a nice catch in the suite underneath us, though. At least I assume so. There was a lot of applause. I feel like you wouldn't give that much applause for someone that drops a foul ball. But I've been wrong on a lot of things, though. A ball and two strikes. The pitch home, it's a fastball that misses high and away. 2-2. The score is Charleston 5, Salem 3. Top of the third from Carilion Clinic Field. The opener of this six-game set between the Red Sox and the Rays single-A affiliates. Game four of this nine-game homestand. The 2-2 swung on and grounded to the right of the second baseman, Cespedes. Flings it over to short, and Nunez, the fire to first in time. They got him. 4-6-3, double play. Retires the top of the third. River Dogs add a pair thanks to a Larry Martinez. Two RBI single. Bottom of the third we head when we come back on MILB TV and WZBJ 24.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
Beautiful shot of the Blue Ridge Mountains here at Carilion Clinic Field from Salem, Virginia. The Charleston River Dogs lead the Salem Red Sox 5-3 after 2.5. Sox will try to get the runs back in the form of Starlin Nunez, Yoelin Cespedes, and Nathaniel Uten in the 2-3-4 portion of the lineup against Andrew Lindsay, who returns for his third inning of work as the starting pitcher. Lindsay in his third career start with Charleston, the third start this season, I should say. Went 2 2/3 against Myrtle Beach, went 3 innings against Columbia, and for the third time works into the third inning. Nunez will swing it from the left-hand side. He had a double back in the opening frame, came around to score the second run of the ball game. From the windup, Lindsay fires home the first pitch. Nunez swings and laces this one into center field. Gillen will range back on it and make the catch for out number one. Theo Gillen's first step was in on it. It looked like it might have poked over his head, but he settled under it, so the sigh of relief was breathed by Charleston. And there's one down for Yoelin Cespedes. Yoelin flew out to that center fielder, Theo Gillen, the last time he was up. First pitch to Yoelin. He swings and lines this one into the left center field gap. Dying quickly, it's down for a base hit. Yoelin deposits this one into left center, his first hit of the afternoon. And you can make it a five-game hitting streak for the Boston Red Sox, number seven prospects. Nathaniel Uten will swing it from the left-hand side. Had a huge 2 RBI E4 his last time up. But actually, they reversed the scoring on it. They gave him a hit for it. So Uten gets credited for 2 RBIs on a single. Righty on lefty, first pitch, he swings in. Chops it foul down the first base line. Just going to go through the game log again to double check, but the box score lists him at 1-for-1. Yeah, so they overruled the decision. It's a 2 RBI single for Uten in the first inning. Originally, it was a tough play by Polanco, and he kind of threw it just low of the first baseman Martinez, and originally was scored as an error, but now it's a single. So the River Dogs just two errors in the game. The 0-1, a fastball that misses high at the eye level. lose the count to a ball and a strike. If you're U10, I'm not really sure if you know it, but as a Red Sox fan, that's happy to see. See U10's batting average go up. See another hit added to the Red Sox tally, the 1-1. U10 watches the fastball miss the outer third at 92 miles per hour, 2-1. Well, just to tally up the totals from this game so far, we're in the bottom of the third. There's one gone. We've seen 8 combined runs, 12 combined hits, and 5 combined errors. And a partridge and a pear tree. Right? The 2-1 swung on and line foul down the left field line, 2-2. Okay, maybe just a little early for the Christmas references, but it just felt like that was the direction we were going. 8 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors. Need to find a number lower than 5. One partridge. Or partridge and a pear tree. Imagine saying that 10 times fast. The 2-2, U10 dances out of the way of an 86-mile-per-hour breaking ball in the dirt. Count now runs full. One gone, runner on first is Yoelan Cespedes. That Sox scored 3 runs in the bottom of the first thanks to a Nathaniel U10 2-RBI single. Came around to score on an error. The 3 runs for the Red Sox. The payoff pitch, U10 swings and gets underneath it, lifts it foul down the left field line. We'll do it again. Daniel U10, one of the more veteran guys on this Salem team out of La Romania, Dominican Republic. 6'3", 150. Lindsay fires back into first, plunging in head first to Cespedes. First disengagement used by the Charleston hurler. Red Sox trying to find the equalizer here. A little over an hour into this ball game that started at 12:08 p.m. Cespedes breaks for second. The throw is a ball 4 outside, so it's a walk to U10. Cespedes doesn't get credited for the stolen base, but that was a perfectly timed jump by Yoel and Cespedes. He was practically on second base by the time Lindsay let go of the baseball. But nonetheless, U10 draws the walk, and there's runners on first and second now for Andy Azokar. It's also the first walk of the ball game for the Red Sox, and it's brought to you by our good friends over at New River Electrical. Since 1953, New River Electrical has been the trusted electrical contractor for coast-to-coast electrical construction, utility upgrades, installation, transmission, and distribution. Righty on righty, first pitch to Endy. He watches the breaking ball miss low and away. The back pick to first, plunging in head first is U10. Avoids getting back picked. Count starts 1-0 to Endy. As it brings up a very interesting point. We've seen a handful of back picks already used in this ball game by the River Dog catcher Flewelling. Get to my point after this pitch. The 1-0. Endy watches the fastball drop below the knees, 2-0. With the new rules in baseball that you have a certain amount of times you can disengage with the hitter, a certain amount of times you can throw to first base and pick off, back picks don't count against that total. So catchers are being taught nowadays, back pick, you get a free disengagement out of that, a free pickoff attempt. The 2-0 is swung on and spoiled foul off the glove of Flewelling, 2-1. So the pitcher can physically throw over to first base twice, but there's no amount of times the catcher can throw off at first and in a way use it as a second pickoff move. So I think you're going to see as the game progresses and there's more rules put in place about the amount of times pitchers can disengage, catchers are going to learn to be more crafty with their back pick attempts. The 2-1, as Azokar swings in, dribbles it foul behind home plate off the catcher Flewelling's glove, remains 2-2. And I've talked about it on air before, just the change of the catcher's position. Feels like, 10 years ago, the catcher would crouch down, both thighs on the leg, put the numbers between the legs. Now you've got all this pitch comm stuff, and catcher's down on one knee. And it's as Flewelling drops to one knee behind the dish, it's the growing standard now, the 2-2. Azokar swings and pops this one up foul down the first baseline. It's 2-2. And like I said, I'm really curious, down in the youth levels coming up through high school, what are the coaches teaching nowadays? Are they teaching the modern style of catching, or are they still teaching the old school approach on it? I think it's going to be interesting to see how the game develops at the younger levels. Lindsay whips home the 2-2. Azokar swings in and laces a foul back off the screen behind home plate. It was a good level swing from Azokar just underneath that breaking ball from Lindsay. And I could talk all day about the changes in the game of baseball and It feels like they just keep adding more and more changes. The big one happening last Tuesday with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the ABS pitch challenge system, I think is the official term for it. They used that for the first time in a Major League Baseball game, not in spring training. The 2-2 swung on and chopped foul behind home plate. As Okar working a very good at-bat at the dish. Just spoiling off pitch after pitch from Andrew Lindsay. It's going to be pitch number 8 of the at-bats. Now to be hurled from Lindsay. Runners on first and second, one gone, bottom of the third. Lindsay, long pass. A kick and the pitch as Okar swings in. Well, yeah, you guessed it. Fouls it down the first baseline. This at-bat will see 9 pitches. This is really just a back-and-forth battle. Neither side willing to give in. The count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindsay from the belts, whips the pitch home. Azrokar swings and pops it up behind home plate. Well, might as well do it again. How about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 consecutive foul balls off the bat of Endy Azrokar. It's just fun to watch. He will not go down. He's waiting for his pitch. He's seen the ball very well. Off the arm of Andrew Lindsay. The 2-2, swung on in line. This one's going to drop for a base hit into center field. Getting the stop sign at third is Cespedes. And Endy Azrokar wins the 10-pitch war with Andrew Lindsay. And the bases are now loaded for Claver Salazar. Time called, and Sean Smedley, the skipper for the River Dogs, will be out. He will pull the plug on Andrew Lindsay. That'll be all she wrote, say. Season low for Lindsay in the single-A ranks, going just 2 1/3 innings pitched. And we will see the new reliever when we return on MILB TV. Red Sox threatening here in the bottom of the third. They trail 5-3, but have the bases loaded and will face the bullpen.
The homestand continues as the Salem Red Sox welcome in the Charleston River Dogs, starting on Tuesday for a 6-game series. Make sure to join us for Super Splash Day and a 12:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Outdoors night on Friday with specialty jerseys and the first 750 fans taking home their very own Jaron Duran outdoor bobblehead. And on Saturday, everyone's favorite pup, Bluey, makes an appearance at the ballpark. Bring the whole family out to Carilion Clinic Field for the back half of this 9-game homestand. Visit the box office or go to MILB.com/Salem/tickets to secure your seats.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
After 2 1/3 innings, the Charleston River Dogs are first to the bullpen, and they bring out Jaden Volker, the 22-year-old out of Coventry, Rhode Island, the 8th-round draft pick in 2024 out of North Essex Community College. Throws the fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. A 2-7 record for Volker, not necessarily the most representative of his season, a 5.34 ERA. Second game, he comes out of the bullpen this season. However, he's more of a piggyback starter, and he will face the 6-7-8 in this Salem lineup, Salazar, Asensio, and Ayubi. Red Sox trail 5-3. They have the bases loaded with just one out, and they will threaten here against the new arm for the River Dogs. Righty on righty, Salazar struck out swinging in his first at-bat in the opening frame. Volker, the tall 6'4", 215 reliever, brings the first pitch home. It's a breaking ball that misses in the dirt, 1-0. Cespedes stands on third base, Uten on second, Azrokar on first base. Against a 185 hitter with runners in scoring position, Claver Salazar. A ball and no strikes. Volker from the bounce. Whistles home the pitch. It's a fastball missing in the dirt, 2-0. A guy who is from Massachusetts. They're from Rhode Island originally, but he went to school in Massachusetts. Again, North Essex Community College, the JUCO Division III ranks. He grew up rooting for the Red Sox, and he's one of two Rhode Island natives on this Charleston team. A 2-0, a swing and a miss on the curveball in the dirt. Salazar went chasing in the dirt for it. It's 2-1. Also had a chance. He made a very brief appearance in the very prestigious Cape Cod Baseball League, pitching for Coach Kelly Nicholson of the Orleans Firebirds. The 2-1. Swing and a miss on the curveball once again in the dirt. 2-2. You know, it was a very brief stint. He did just pitch 5 2/3, but an Orleans team that has a very good pipeline of developing very strong pitchers out on the easternmost point of Cape Cod. Logan Gilbert, I think the big name that comes to mind. You know, Frank Thomas played for him back in the day. I think they also had Nomar Garcia-Para, their Cape Cod Baseball League alum, playing for Orleans. The 2-2, Salazar watches the curveball miss in the dirt, 3-2. And I've talked about it before on air. It is a very cool league they have out up in Cape Cod. 10 teams, league's 102 years old. All admission's free to every game. Concessions cheap. The 3-2 pitch. Salazar swings and misses on the 91-mile-per-hour heater. He flips the bat in his hands as he's down on strikes for the second time in this ballgame. Two gone, and Yosander Asensio will try to savor this bases-loaded opportunity. Asensio a single back in the second inning. Switch hitter will swing it from the left-hand side. Righty on lefty affair. Volker brings the pitch home. Asensio pops it foul off the screen. Just like that, it's 0-1. It's also cool. Volker, just to finish the point on Cape Cod, pitched for Orleans last summer. Firebirds was it 2 years ago went all the way to the Cape Cod Baseball League Championship, fell to the Bourne Braves. So a very prestigious program in the Orleans Firebirds. The 0-1 is popped up foul behind the dish, 0-2. Just missed that championship team by a year, but Volker definitely has been contributing to this ball club in Charleston this season. The New Englander coming down to Charleston. Staying on the East Coast, but just down a little bit. No balls and two strikes. Volker from the belts. Whips home the pitch. It's a fastball called strike three on the inner third. Asensio tried to act his way to a ball, but home plate umpire Nicholas Sexton rings him up anyways. And just like that, the third inning has come and gone. Red Sox bring six hitters up to the dish. No runs off three hits. They leave three men aboard. We've played a third of our ball game. It's the River Dogs 5 and the Salem Red Sox 3.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live. Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at milb.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond.
New arm into the ballgame for the Salem Red Sox. It's the Aussie Adam Bates that comes out of the bullpen, a 1-1 record, 4.42 ERA in the 15 appearances for Adam Bates. It's the first time in
9 days that we see Adam Bates pitched against Augusta 2 weeks ago. Three innings went against the Green Jackets in a no decision. But Bates will inherit a ball game that is 5-3 in favor of the Charleston Riverdogs after Stephen Brooks goes just three innings, allowing five runs, three of which earned. He faces the 8-9-1 in the lineup, Garcia, Monzon, and Gillen. First pitch, a fastball call and strike on the outer third. It starts 0-1. Bates throws a fastball, a curveball, a changeup, and a slider. Utilizing the four-pitch mix. Fires home the 0-1. It's a fastball that misses outside. 1-1. Departing the right-handed batter's box is Garcia. He takes a practice swing. Bates from the first base side of the rubber. Comes set at the belt with his red knee-high socks. Leg kick and the pitch. It's a breaking ball called strike on the inner third. Now 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Bates looking for his first strikeout of the afternoon. Garcia will see the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He's down chasing the 77-mile-per-hour curveball. Got him flailing into the left-handed batter's box. And it's strikeout number one for Adam Bates. That strikeout's brought to you by State Farm insurance agent Brent Hershey. Don't strike out when it comes to your insurance needs. Contact Brent Hershey today at 540-772-0011 or get a quote by visiting BrentHersheyRoanoke.com. Ready on lefty to Jose Monzon now. First pitch home. He swings and pops this one up behind the dish. Claver Salazar loses the hockey-style red mask, goes to the warning track, makes the catch with the red glove for out number two. Well, two quick outs for Adam Bates out of the bullpen. Just like that, it flips the lineup card over to Theo Gillen atop the order. Gillen, the Tampa Bay Rays number two prospect, according to the MLB pipeline. Also a very highly touted guy at the number 64 overall prospect in baseball, breaking the top 100 list. Another guy that we saw break that is Franklin Arias back earlier this season. In the 80s range. First pitch to Theo, and it hits some on the helmets. Sean Smedley quickly starts rushing in from his third base coach's box. Gillen luckily spun his way out of it, so it hit him on the noggin. Kind of on the, very much the, on top of the cap, or the batting helmets. The athletic trainer will come out and check on him. Kendall Kroll. Take another look at it on MILB TV. Oh, just got him underneath that back right ear, it looks like. It definitely hit the helmet. You could hear it plunk off the helmet. But it's still not what you want to see for a guy that, again, is the number two prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. So Sean Smedley will walk with Gillen down the first base path. Kendall Kroll joining him as well, the athletic trainer. Get to the first base bag. They meet first base coach Francisco Leandro. Still talking down at that first base bag. We'll give you the line score while we wait for Gillen to be checked out. The River Dogs, five runs off five hits. They've committed two errors in the field. Charleston has scored in each of the previous three innings. And for the Red Sox, it's three runs off eight hits. They've committed three errors in the field. Meeting is adjourned. Theo Gillen says, I'm okay. So he is aboard with a two-out hit-by-pitch. And Asio Polanco will swing it from the left-hand side. A walk and a strikeout to Polanco's day. First time he sees Adam Bates in the bullpen. First pitch home. He swings and clubs this one into shallow right field. Uten now chasing back on it, and he makes the catch on the run for out number three. Uten took two steps in and realized it was back further, so he backpedaled to make the catch. But that retires the top of the fourth. River Dogs bring Foyters up to the plate. No runs off no hits. They leave a man aboard on a hit-by-pitch. Sox coming to bat in the home half of the fourth. They trail 5-3.
Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at milb.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox. Buy more, save more.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There's the line score on this Tuesday afternoon. The River Dogs, two runs in the first, a run in the second, two runs in the third. The Red Sox, just a three spot in the bottom of the first. Takes us to the home half of the fourth inning. Salem will send up Kareem Ayubi, Framy De Leon, and Justin Gonzalez in the 8-9-1 portion of the lineup against Jaden Volker, who's back out for his first full inning of relief work. Got the last two outs of that third inning, escaping a bases-loaded jam untouched with two strikeouts. Kareem Ayubi singled back in the second inning. Hits in 11 of his last 13 games for the Wilmstad Curacao native. Righty on lefty, first pitch to Kareem. He watches the fastball roll past him at 91 miles per hour, 0-1. It's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, key time, and federal criminal cases. Ayubi swings and clubs this one down the right field line. It's a fair ball. Kareem touches first. He's on his way to second. McCoy picks it up and right. It's a leadoff double off the bat of Kareem Ayubi. That's a good way to start off an inning. Ayubi just pulling it into right field, depositing it out by that line, and it's his second hit of the afternoon. For Fishwick, you can call 540-354-5890 for more information. Again, they specialize in justice and auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, key time, and federal criminal cases. Righty on righty, first pitch to De Leon. He gets out of the way of a 90-mile-per-hour heater up and in. Some chin music. Count starts 1-0. Framy grounded into that double play in the second inning. The 1-4-3 rare double play. Infield shifts to the third base bag. Huge hole on the right side. The 1-0. He swings and pops this one up into shallow right field. It's dying quickly. It's down for a base hit. Holding up at third is Ayubi, but it's a single for Framy De Leon. And there's runners on the corners for Justin Gonzalez. Little bloop of a shot into right. And Framy flips the lineup card over to Justin Gonzalez with a pair on. Justin 1-for-2, singled in the opening frame, grounded out in the second. First time he sees Jaden Volker out of the bullpen. And a guy that hits 268 with runners in scoring position. We did with another wrist opportunity right here. Infield once again shifts to the third base bag. First baseman Martinez holds on De Leon. The entire right side's open. Gonzalez swings and misses on the 82-mile-per-hour breaking ball from Volker. Got him with the changeup. 0-1. The second baseman Polanco is playing parallel with the second base bag. Martinez is holding on the runner at first. Stacking the left side of the infield. The 0-1. Gonzalez swings and grounds this one up the middle right to Polanco. Underhand toss to Gonzalez on second. The relay to first is grabbed by Martinez. It's a double play, but it does bring home Kareem Ayubi. Red Sox cut into the deficit 5-4 now. So Gonzalez will not get credited for the RBI on that. But the 4-6-3 twin-killing double play now gives two outs and nobody on base for Starlin Nunez. Red Sox get it back within one. Righty on lefty to the switch hitter, Starlin. Volker from the line dispatches the pitch home. Nunez watches the fastball called strike at the belts. Starts 0-1. Starlin doubled back in the opening frame, lined out in the third inning. The 1-for-2 day of the 19-year-olds. Fastball misses high above his helmet. Starlin Nunez, the 238 hitter for Salem. Recorded just two hits this past weekend against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The 1-1, he swings in front of it, fouling it off down the first baseline, 1-2. He did have an RBI triple, though, in, I believe it was Friday night's game against Fayetteville. Continued his extra base hit streak to four games. Snapped that on Sunday, however. Volker winds and fires the 1-2. Nunez swings and pops this one up in a right center field. It's McCoy who ranges to his right. He's on the warning track looking up, and this one gets stuck under the base of the wall. Nunez on his way to second. Loses the helmet on his way to third. The throw will be late. Sliding in safely as Starlin Nunez. I was just talking about the extra base hits, and Starlin Nunez adds another. Hit number 55, second extra base hit of the contest for Nunez. And hit that one off the base of the right field wall. Got stuck underneath that Sherwood Memorial Park banner. Now Yoelan Cespedes will bat with a runner 90 feet away from tying this game up. First pitch to Cespedes. He swings and gets underneath it. Pops it up into center field. It's the shortstop Gonzalez who makes the catch for out number three. Well, the Red Sox saw three hits in the inning. They score a run off a double play that brought home Kareem Ayubi. Red Sox leave a man aboard. We've played four. It's Charleston 5 and Salem 4 in game one of this six-game set. Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, and stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
Top of the fifth from Carilion Clinic Field. Adam Bates back out on the rubber after he set down the three outs in the fourth inning. Bates will try to continue this momentum with his Red Sox trailing by one to the Charleston Riverdogs. Lineup goes 3-4-5, Fluelling Mateo and Ryan McCoy. First pitch to the Charleston Riverdog catcher en route home. Fluelling swings and lines this one past Cespedes in the right field. Well, it didn't waste too much time, but Fluelling clubs a single to lead off the fifth inning. It's the third time the River Dogs have the leadoff man aboard. And it's hit number six for the visitors from Charleston. Second time these teams meet in the home and home. River Dogs took the six-game set down at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston. Took the first four before Salem took Saturday and Sunday to move the series to 4-2. First pitch to Mateo is a changeup that misses the inner third, 1-0. Red Sox looked like they potentially could have gotten swept down in Charleston. It happened in 2022. It was actually the last time the Red Sox got swept in a six-game series. It was at Charleston. The 1-0 swung on in line foul down the first baseline, 1-1. But that came all the way back in 2022. The River Dogs, they actually swept a series earlier this season. They swept a six-game series against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. On the road, too, the 1-1 is swung on and fouled off the front left foot of Mateo. It's interesting. It's a team in Charleston who, heading into the All-Star break, it felt like they didn't have to go very far. I've got to find the stat. It was... I don't know where. I thought I wrote it down somewhere, but it felt like a lot of the River Dogs teams are at home. The 1-2 is swinging a miss on the 93-mile-per-hour heater. Just like that, Mateo is set down for out number one of the fifth. Got him with the fastball. There's one gone in the top half of the fifth. So they played. Here we go. I found it. No need to worry. First pitch to McCoy. He watches the fastball up and in, 1-0. So the River Dogs played 14 of 16 games at home prior to the All-Star break. But then they returned from the All-Star break with 9 consecutive road games. They played 3 this weekend at Hickory. They played the 6th at Salem. And they play 15 of 21 games on the road out of the All-Star break. Pickoff attempt to first. Flewelling is back in. But again, it just felt like they played at home for a good month or so. The last time they played a true 6-game road series came in the middle of June. It's been a full month since they spent a week on the road. 1-0, a fastball high and away, 2-0. They took the 3-game set against the Hickory Crawdads this past weekend. They hosted Columbia before the All-Star break, and they took the series 3-2. They played the half-and-half against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They lost that series 4-1. The 2-0, a fastball clipsing the outer third, 2-1. It's interesting. The 4th of July in the Carolina League, 5 of the 6 series flip-flop on the 4th of July. You play 3 games on the road that week, and then the final 3 at the other ballpark. To kind of keep it fair, the 2-1 is swung on and fouled down the first baseline. It's 2-2. The one series that did not flip halfway through was the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. They played all 6 of those games in Lynchburg, the reason being the Salem Fair was out before, or out in front of Carilion Clinic Fields. So that was preoccupying the parking lot and the facilities here, so they stayed and played 6 in Lynchburg. The 2-2 is swung on a clobber down the right field line. This one's curling and will drop for a fair ball. Up to third, Flewelling. Up to second is McCoy. It is a 1-out double off the bat of Ryan McCoy, and save that baseball. It is his first career minor league baseball hits. They toss it off to the dugout. Fist bump between McCoy and first base coach Francisco Leandro. Baseball gets flung around and eventually into the hands of a Charleston coach. That's a moment that Ryan McCoy is going to remember for a long time to come. His first hit against Adam Bates. A frozen rope down the right field line. Two runners in scoring position now for Larry Martinez. Righty on righty, first pitch home. Martinez swings and grounds this one up the middle. It's through into center. One run scores. McCoy on his way home. The throw from Azokar will be cut off by Ayubi. It's a 2-RBI single off the bat of Larry Martinez. And the River Dogs take a 7-4 lead. Wasting no time, taking it right back where it came from. And just like that, Charleston controls a 7-4 lead. Martinez with 4 RBIs in the game. It's a pretty good day for Larry Martinez, you could say. A pair of 2 RBI singles. And now Ricardo Gonzalez will bat. Righty on lefty. Bates comes set at the belts. He will step off and disengage. Time called by Claver Salazar behind the dish. It's the first disengagement utilized by Adam Bates. Runner on first is Martinez. Gonzalez in the left-handed batter's box, one gone, top of the fifth. Pitch is in the dirt and skips away from Salazar. Up to second moves Martinez. So another runner in scoring position as Ricardo Gonzalez starts with a one ball, no strike counts. You can hear the kids out there having a good time. They're cheering, they're yelling. It's got to be tough as a pitcher, pitching on one of these education day, camp days, early games with all the kids in attendance. Different crowd than what they're used to pitching through middle of the, later in the night. The count's a ball and no strikes on Gonzalez. The pitch is a swing and a miss, 82-mile-per-hour changeup. Gonzalez took a healthy hack on that one but came up empty. On second base stands Larry Martinez. Has a season-high 4 RBIs that he has brought in today. Going through his career, it's also a career high for Martinez, the 4 ribbies. The 1-1 is swung on and popped up in a right field. Uten chasing it back on the warning track. He leaps up and makes the catch! Nathaniel Uten taking flight, making the catch, colliding with the wall, holding onto the baseball for out number two. Oh, baby, that looked nice. Two gone in the frame. Moving from second to third is Martinez. It looked like it was over Uten's head. But Nathaniel Uten caps off. Tip of the cap to Nathaniel in the right. Two gone for Jeter Garcia. Righty on righty. First pitch from Bates. Swung on and popped up down the first baseline. This one will trail into the seats. 0-1. Got to play that one on rewinds. And send it in to SportsCenter, top 10. One of the highlight catches by Daniel Uten this season. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game. The 0-1, he swings and grounds this one off the glove of Bates, who knocks it down. Cespedes fields it, fires to first. Iubi has it. A ball that was hard hit up the middle. Adam Bates just knocked it down with the glove behind his back. Cespedes then fielded it, fired to Iubi for the 1-4-3 ground out. And that ends the top of the fifth. River Dogs add two more thanks to Larry Martinez. It's 7-4 Charleston as we've played half our ball game.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Bottom of the fifth, we keep on moving from Salem. The Red Sox trailing the Charleston River Dogs 7-4 on this Tuesday afternoon. Lineup will go 4-5-6. It's the fielding hero of Nathaniel Uten. Just made a spectacular catch in right field. Endiaz Okor on deck, the center fielder, and Claver Salazar will start in the hole, middle third of the lineup. Jaden Volker, the piggyback pitcher for Charleston, is out for his now his second full inning of work. Inning and two-thirds for Volker thus far, and he has just allowed the one run with two strikeouts. Uten will dig in from the left-handed batter's box. He had that two RBI single in the first inning, walked in the third. He's been a guy that's just been red hot at the dish. He's our player of the day on Sunday, went 3-for-4 across the two games. Was called on a pinch hit in game one of the doubleheader. First pitch from Volker. Uten swings and pops this one up, gets underneath it to the shortstop Gonzalez, calls off the infield, and he makes the catch on the infield dirt for out number one. But he was called on to pinch hit for in the bottom of the 10th in game one of that doubleheader. Took just two pitches, watched the fastball go by him. Second pitch, he lined it down the right field line and sent the Red Sox home with a win on Sunday. Not for long, because they had to come back and play a doubleheader, which they won that game too, but still a walk-off win. First pitcher swing and a miss from Endiaz Okor. It's 0-1. Endy putting together a very sneaky good game here today. 2-for-2 in the ball game. Two singles. Volker from the windup. Whips home the 0-1. It's a fastball called strike at the knees. 91 miles per hour, 0-2 now. As Okor in just his 37th game with the Red Sox. The newest addition on the hitting core for Salem. Even though he's been with the team for a couple months now. The 0-2, he swings and misses on the 83-mile-per-hour changeup. So Jaden Volker, three powering pitches passed as Okor, and it's a strikeout for out number two. Third strikeout of the day for Jaden Volker. And Claver Salazar going to try to avoid the dreaded 1-2-3 frame. Salazar, two strikeouts to his name, an 11-game on-base streak on the line for the Sox catcher.
Righty on righty, first pitch, Claver watches the changeup fall in there at the knees. 0-1. Salazar waggling the Tambat above his right ear. The 0-1, he swings and misses. 83-mile-per-hour slider that time. 0-2 now. Claver in his 71st game of the season. Kind of in the second tier of games played. You have Yoel and Cespedes, Starlin Nunez, and Frederick Jimenez who lead the way. Cespedes and Nunez in their 74th game today. Nunez, Jimenez at 73, but then Claver Salazar right up there at 71 games this season. The 0-2, he watches the curveball break in the dirt. 1-2. Kind of one-hopped off the leg pad of Flewelling. A Red Sox team trying to win back-to-back series for the first time this season. They took the weekend set against Fayetteville. Now a six-game series against Charleston. The 1-2. Salazar watches the changeup drop below the knees. Called for a ball. 2-2. The series will go from Tuesday through Sunday here at Carilion Clinic Fields. Wing Wednesday tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday. Firework Friday is also a outdoor specialty night Friday nights. The 2-2 offer is a curveball that breaks a little too much in the dirt, now full. It's also a Jaren Duran bobblehead night at the ballpark. So the first 750 fans through the gate on Friday get their very own Jaren Duran fishing bobblehead. And they look really good, too, I must add. Payoff pitch en route home. It's a fastball that misses below the knees. Ball number 4. Tried to get the bottom third of the zone, but Salazar works the six-pitch walk, and the on-base streak extends to 12 games for Claver. Good job working back in that count for Claver Salazar. Started trailing 0-2 in that count, but then drew four straight walks to put him on a board for Yosander Asensio. Asensio singled in the second inning, went down looking in the third inning. He was a third out of that third inning in which the Sox had the bases loaded with just one out before the storm known as Jaden Volker took over to strike out the next two. First pitch, a fastball that misses in the dirt, 1-0. Volker's had the velocity so far, trying to get that command down to a T. A ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch, Yosander swings in. Grounds it foul down the first baseline. Just in front of that 90-mile-per-hour pitch, Charleston bullpen comes out to field it. It's a nice play by whoever was out in that Charleston bullpen. He was kind of waiting by the gate, waiting for the ball to come down there. Lit up when he saw it in his area. Nonetheless, the count is a ball and a strike. The pitch home, Yosander swings and misses on the 84-mile-per-hour pitch. Now 1-2. Bottom of the fifth, Charleston leads Salem 7-4. Two gone, runner on first. Volker likes the sign, the 1-2 offer. Fastball missing high and away. It's now 2-2. Yosander Asensio, the 169 hitter. Trying to put together a good homestand here for the Red Sox. He's made a name for himself in the bottom third of the lineup all season long. Good switch hitting bats. Played in the corner outfield. Guy who comes to the Red Sox out of the DR, an international free agent signing in 2022. The 2-2 pitch, it's a breaking ball that misses in the dirt. Blocked by the 5-hole of Flewelling, count full. Salazar will get a head start on first base. 3-2-2, bottom of the fifth. Sox trail by three. Flewelling calls for the sign. Volker gets the sign. The payoff pitch, Asensio swings and misses. 83-mile-per-hour curveball. And that's out number three. Red Sox bring five hitters up to the dish. No runs off, no hits. They leave a man aboard. We've played five innings. It's the River Dogs 7 and the Red Sox 4. Come back when we return from Carilion Clinic Fields.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey,
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
It's time for more Salem Red Sox baseball. Let's head back out to Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham Hotel.
Welcome back to Salem. The Red Sox and the Charleston River Dogs in the top half of the sixth. There's the standings entering play here today. Salem jumping over Lynchburg to claim fourth place in the Carolina League North. Mudcats still pacing the way. The Fredericksburg Nationals right behind them. And you can see a big series for the Charleston River Dogs. They currently sit 4.5 games back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. But a big 6-game set for the visitors from Charleston to try to make up some ground in the rest of the Carolina League standings. Boy, Carolina is going to be tough to catch for the Salem Red Sox. Winners of their last four contests. It felt like they really paced the way throughout the entire first half of the season. And once again, the Brewers single-A affiliate is pacing the way in the second half of the season. Bates returns to the mound. He goes 9-1-2, Monzon, Gillen, and Polanco. First pitch to Jose Monzon, a called strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Bates, long pause, whips home the 0-1. Swung on a grounded over to Cespedes at second. Fields it on a hop, fires to first. Ayubi has it for out number one. The lineup card flips over to Theo Gillen. And it's interesting, you look at this Charleston roster. Four guys with the first name Jose on it. Jose Monzon, who just batted. You got Jose Contreras, Jose Perez, and the pitcher Jose Urbina, who we'll see later this week. That must get confusing. First pitch to Theo Gillen. He watches the fastball, called strike on the bottom third of the zone, 0-1. Gillen was hit by a pitch last time up, took one off the head, off the helmet, I should say. Lined out in the second, walked in the first. The 0-1 is swung on and grounded, fouled on the first baseline, 0-2, just in front of that pitch. Just like that, the Rays' number two prospect falls behind at the count, 0-2. One of five top 30 prospects on this Charleston River Dogs team. Very talented ball club. Single-A ranks for Tampa Bay. Disengagement by Bates. He steps off the back of the mound. Gillen regroups his thoughts as well. Also has the Tampa Bay Ray teal blue batting gloves on. The 0-2. Gillen watches the fastball miss out and away. 1-2. Although, are we still calling them the Tampa Bay Rays, not the Steinbrenner Rays? Playing at Steinbrenner Field. Single-A home of, or I should say, spring training home of the New York Yankees. The 1-2 is swung on and flown into right field. It's Uten chasing it back on the warning track. He looks up, and this one hits halfway up the wall. Gillen on his way to second. The throw will be just late. And it is a one-out double off the bat of Theo Gillen. Hit it about 14, 15 feet up on that 26-foot-high wall. There's a runner in scoring position for Narciso Polanco. Polanco is 0 for 2. We'll walk a strike down a line out to his deck. And we'll go righty on lefty. One gone, top of the sixth. Charleston leads 7-4 over the Salem Red Sox. Bates, leg kick and the pitch home. It's a breaking ball. It skips before the dirt, bounces off the chest protector of Salazar, 1-0. Although it's interesting, I just brought up the 26-foot-high wall that surrounds Carilion Clinic Field. 325 down the poles, 401 to dead center. It's interesting, the Red Sox in all of their spring training homes have some form of the Green Monster in them. I'll continue after this pitch. The 1-0, swung on and flown into left field, playable for Asensio. He settles under it. And Yosander makes the catch in left. Gillen thought about tagging from second. He takes three steps off before retreating to second base. And that is out number one. So the flyout to Asensio. Tires Polanco for rather the second out of the inning. Now Nathan Flewelling will bat. So obviously in Boston, you have the iconic Green Monster, 37 feet, 2 inches tall. Triple-A Worcester Polar Park, you have a Green Monster replica down the right field line. Hadlock Fields in Portland, Maine, you got the Green Monster in left field. High A, Greenville's got a Green Monster down the right field line as well. Runner takes off for second, fastball missing outside, the throw to third, and Gillen slides around the tag, gets a stolen base. Count is 1-0 on Nathan Flewelling, but Theo Gillen steals his 31st base of the season, team's leader in the stolen bags. But those three affiliates have the Green Monster. Salem does not have one Green Monster. It's 26 feet tall all the way around. And then down in Fort Myers, JetBlue Park has a Green Monster down the left field line. The 1-0 is a fastball that misses away 2-0, which is actually really smart if you think about it. The point is to develop these guys so that they can hopefully contribute to the Boston Red Sox one day. You got to learn how to hit over a tall wall. I mean, it's not quite 37 feet tall, but you can hit it over a tall wall like that. You can hit it over the Green Monster. The 2-0 is swung on in line to Cespedes, who makes the catch, snagging it out of the air. It's out number three. Adam Bates works out of this sixth inning, faces four batters, no runs off a hit. He leaves a man aboard. We head to the home half of the sixth. It's the Charleston River Dogs 7 and the Salem Red Sox 4.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Look at that picture-perfect sight out in center field. American flag at rest, the trees behind center field, and the Blue Ridge Mountains out in the center field distance. Jaden Volker returns to the rubber. It's the fourth inning of work for Volker. Charleston leads Salem 7-4. Bottom of the sixth we had Kareem Ayoubi, Framy De Leon, and Justin Gonzalez due up against Volker here. The Red Sox scored three runs in the bottom of the first. They added a run in the fourth. And what was a very high-scoring game to get us going, we saw, 8 runs scored in the first three innings of this ball game. But since then, a little bit quieter. Two runs in the top of the fifth for Charleston, and then that lone run in the bottom of the fourth for the Salem Red Sox. So it's been a very interesting ball game as Kareem Ayoubi will swing it from the left-hand side. Ayoubi is 2-for-2 in the ballgame. First pitch swinging. He flies this one down the right field line. To his left is McCoy, and he will watch as this one hits foul. McCoy put a good run on it, but was unable to track that baseball down. As a result, the count starts 0-1. So no balls and a strike on Kareem. Red Sox trail by 3 in this series opener against the Charleston River Dogs. It's just the second ever trip for Charleston to the 5-4-0. First coming in 2022, the 0-1. Ayoubi swings and misses on the 85-mile-per-hour breaking ball, 0-2. Kareem departs the left-handed batter's box, takes a practice swing. There's the red Bruce Bolt sleeve on his left arm. Right arm exposed with no elbow guard or anything. The 0-2 pitch from Volker is swung on and lined past the diving Polanco at second in a right field. Ayubi is on his way hustling for second. The throw will be cut off by Polanco. Kareem Ayubi was thinking two out of the box. It was, I guess you could say, a slow effort to field it out there in right field. And Kareem Ayubi kept on chugging, and he will have his third hit of the day, his first or second double of the afternoon. So Kareem Ayubi trying to remaining hot at the plate. It was a hard hit ball that just went underneath the glove of Polanco into right field, and Ayubi got the extra 90 feet on it. De Leon swings it from the right-hand side. First pitch to Framie. He swings and pops this one up. A flare in a shallow right field. The second baseman will come over, dive, and can't make it. Ball's in a right field. Framie will retreat to first base. It was a tough play for Polanco. He went to a full extension. It was just past his reach. And a cue shot works for Framie De Leon to put runners on the corners. So I was looking for the stat. Kareem Ayubi, it's his fourth three-hit performance of his career, and his second this month. It just shows you how good Kareem Ayubi has been the last 12 games, that he's had two of his four career three-hit performances over that stretch. Take another look at that replay. It was a ball that was dying quickly, and Polanco tried to make the diving catch on it, but was unable to grab it in right. And the lineup card flips over to Justin Gonzalez. After the second mound visit used by catcher Nathan Flewelling. As I mentioned, super splash day at the ballpark. A lot of water guns out around the ballpark. Some water balloons. Everyone's smiling, having a good time on super splash day. First pitch to Gonzalez. He watches the breaking ball bounce in the dirt. 1-0. And we picked the perfect day for it. It's a hot summer day, 80 degrees. You know, if it was a cold one out there, I don't know if people necessarily would want to get squirted by a water gun. But an 80-degree sunny day, yeah, a water gun might feel kind of nice. The 1-0. Gonzalez watches the fastball called strike on the inner third. 1-1. Plus, we've seen a lot of cool water-themed games. See some water balloon tosses, some water balloon catches. I think the fertilizer race was water balloon themed. The 1-1, Gonzalez swings and misses on the 83-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Look, like they're handing out some water balloons now. I wonder what's coming next. One ball, two strikes. Time called as Gonzalez departs the right-handed batter's box. I just saw some guy walking around with a bright red bucket, and he keeps handing things to people, and it's water balloons. Oh, and he tried to throw it to somebody who didn't realize it was a water balloon. A ball and two strikes. Runner takes off for second. The pitch home. Gonzalez swings and traps it to the shortstop, Gonzalez. He will fire to first, and one is all they'll get. So Justin Gonzalez grounds out, scores Kareem Ayubi. It is an RBI for Gonzalez. Framie De Leon took off on the pitch, so he's safe at second. And there's one gone for Starlin Nunez. I'm really wondering what's coming next here at the ballpark. You can't see it on the broadcast necessarily, but they are handing out water balloons. Do we have a water balloon fight coming up here in Salem? Nonetheless, 7-5, your new score. Nunez swings it from the left-hand side. Righty on lefty, Nunez swings and clubs this one up in a shallow left field. It's the shortstop Gonzalez coming out of his jurisdiction, calling off the left fielder Mateo and making the catch for out number two. So after the back-to-back hits, back-to-back outs have been recorded, and there's now two gone for Yoelan Cespedes. Yoelan, the flyout in the first, single in the third, popped out in the fourth. The number seven prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. Righty on righty affair. Red Sox trail by two. First pitch to Yoelan. He swings and misses on the 82-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Had a home run mentality at the plate. Took a home run swing, but just came up empty. Cespedes recovering from an injury that kept him out the back half of last season. Got called up to single A halfway through last year, but didn't get a chance to play with the Red Sox. The 0-1. He watches the changeup miss at the hands, 1-1. was supposed to be in the lineup at a mid-June day and ended up getting scratched with a day-to-day injury that ended up turning into a season-ending injury. So it's kind of forced him to work back from injury, but he's looked really good in his comeback season this year. The 1-1, Cespedes swings and sends it shallowly into center field. Gillen will range under it and make the catch out number three. Red Sox do score a run, however, off of two hits. They leave a man aboard. We've played six innings. It's the Charleston River Dogs 7 and the Salem Red Sox 5 here on MILB-TV and WZBJ 24.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League, plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
How about that shout right there? The water tower sitting in the distance. The Virginia Medical Center, Blue Ridge Mountains behind that. Red Sox trail the River Dogs 7-5 as we embark on the top half of the seventh. Adam Bates continues his voyage as he returns to the rubber for his fourth inning of work. Three strikeouts and two earned runs allowed for the Aussie. He will see the middle third of the lineup, Mateo McCoy and Martinez. Righty on righty, first pitch home. Mateo swings and grounds this one up the middle past the reach of Nunez in the center. And Angel Mateo taking the first pitch he sees for a base hit. It's hit number 10 for the Charleston River Dogs. And it puts the leadoff man aboard for what is the fourth time in seven innings. Ryan McCoy will swing it from the left-hand side. McCoy just recorded his first career minor league baseball hit his last time up, a double down the right field line. Purchased from the New York Boulders yesterday morning. First pitch, a fastball that misses high at the eye level, 1-0. Guy who played collegiately at Louisville. Had a very decorated career with the Cardinals, just two seasons. The 1-0, he watches the fastball, called strike on the outer third, 1-1. He played his first 2 years at the Wabash Valley College. JUCO ranks as a two-time All-Greater Rivers Athletic Conference selection. So it makes sense how he would get the call up to a big-time ACC program. The 1-1, he swings in, pops this one up foul on the third base line above the Sox third base dugout into the bleachers. But a guy that's from Illinois, grew up around the Chicago area, grew up a Cubs fan. Although his favorite athlete growing up was Joe Mauer, believe it or not. Minnesota Twins legendary first baseman catcher. The 1-2 pitch. McCoy swings and pops this one up into shallow left center field. In the gap, it's Azokar. He settles under it and makes the catch for out number one. One gone, and Larry Martinez will swing it from the right-hand side. Martinez, a career-high 4 RBIs in this game. Grounded out in the first inning, a 2-RBI single in the third inning, and then another 2-RBI single in the fifth inning off of Adam Bates. So 4 RBIs is always a nice day in the office. First pitch righty on righty, swung on and lined foul off the screen. 0-1. Martinez. One of a handful of talented infielders on this Charleston team.
out of Venezuela. And he gets out of the way. This one, 0-1, ran inside on him to kind of retreat his way out. Kind of like you have to look out, not much reaction time, and all of a sudden you're dodging your way out of it. A ball and two strikes. Or a ball and a strike, rather, on Martinez. Math is hard sometimes. The 1-1 runner takes out for second. Swung on and lined where Cespedes was in a right field. Moving up to third is Mateo. And that is a textbook hit and run for the Charleston River Dogs. Lined it right to where the second baseman Cespedes was. But on the hit and run, now puts runners on the corners, and they're throwing water balloons behind home plate. Throwing them into the crowd. Although, I don't know if people are trying to catch them or not. They're just kind of taking them. Oh, that one just exploded when someone threw it. One out pitch to Gonzalez. Fastball that misses the outer third, 1-0. I mean, I got to give these guys credit. They've got some cannons to them behind the plate, throwing out water balloons. I can hear the kids calling for them. They want the water balloons. Well, I don't think they're going to be able to catch it, though. The 1-0 is a fastball high and away. Salazar popped up, thought about the back pick to third, instead eats it. 2-0. See, that's the thing I don't understand. I don't know why you'd be calling for a water balloon. It's not like you're catching it. You're just going to get soaked. Do the kids not know they're water balloons? I don't know. I think I'm speculating too much. Bates throws back to first, getting in feet first is Larry Martinez. Martinez after his third hit of the day. The runners on the corners for Gonzalez at the dish. The 2-0, swing and a miss, 82 mile per hour changeup, 2-1. Game one of this six-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the Charleston River Dogs. We'll be playing Tuesday through Sunday here at Carilion Clinic Fields. That's an outdoors night Friday. Bluey comes to the ballpark Saturday. The 2-1, a fastball called strike on the outer third, now 2-2. So bring the whole family out on Saturday. Get a chance to meet Bluey, take some pictures. Two balls and two strikes. Bates delivers the pitch home. Swung on and grounded foul on the first baseline. Just in front of that 90-mile-per-hour heater. It goes all the way out to that River Dog bullpen out in the right field. Gonzalez departs the left-handed batter's box. That was a quick stretch. You've got Mateo on third, Martinez on first. Gonzalez 0-for-3 at the dish. The 2-2 offer. Swung on and spoiled foul down the third baseline. This one will see the seats. We are in the top of the seventh. The River Dogs, 7 runs off 11 hits, 2 errors. The Red Sox, 5 runs off 13 hits. They've committed 3 errors in the field. So if you're a fan of hits, 24 hits today. And we still have another 2.5 innings to play. The 2-2 is a breaking ball missing below the knees. Now full on Ricardo Gonzalez. As I mentioned, this is the earliest starting single-A baseball game today around the lane. We might as well set the table for you in the Boston Red Sox organization on this Tuesday afternoon. The payoff pitch is a fastball that misses high. A six-pitch walk puts Gonzalez aboard. And bases are now loaded for Jeter Garcia. So Garcia will make his way into that right-handed batter's box, the designated hitter for the River Dogs. Alex Reynolds will call time. The pitching coach will talk things over with Adam Bates. Waiting between the first-year pitching coach, the first-year pro, and the catcher, Claver Salazar. But around the Boston Red Sox organization, we'll go from the top down. Triple-A, the Worcester Red Sox, taking on the St. Paul Saints. About an 8:07 p.m. first pitch. I don't think I've ever seen that before. 8:07 in St. Paul? But nonetheless, that's what the Woosax will play. Double-A, Portland. They are also in Virginia, taking on the Richmond Flying Squirrels at 6:35 p.m. Over at the Diamond in Richmond. High-A, the Greenville Drive, hosting the Hub City Spartanburgers.
and takes you down to the rookie ball ranks. The Florida Complex League, the Rays and the Red Sox meeting in the bottom of the seventh. They're in a rain delay. The FCL Red Sox lead the FCL Rays 7-1. And then in the Dominican Summer League, the DSL Blue currently leading the Astros 12-6. The first pitch, a fastball missing up and in, 1-0 to Jeter Garcia. And then the Dominican Summer League Red Sox Red lost to the Dodgers DSL Club 6-5. And then the Major League level, the Boston Red Sox. The 1-0, breaking ball in the dirt, 2-0. So the count's 2 balls, no strikes on Garcia. You got Mateo on third, Martinez on second, Gonzalez on first. Corners play in, middle infield at double play depth. One gone, top of the seventh. River Dogs lead by three, really lead by two. The 2-0 swung on and lined into center field. Azucar will range under it and make the catch. Tagging from third is Mateo. The throw will be up to the shortstop Nunez. And it's a sack fly for Jeter Garcia to give the River Dogs an 8-5 lead. Martinez originally gave the impression that he was going to tag for third, thus getting Azucar to throw. But he ended up retreating to second, and then no movement from Gonzalez at first. As Jeter Garcia has his 13th RBI of the season, and there's two gone for Jose Monzon. Top of the seventh, River Dogs lead by three. Righty on lefty. Bates delivers the pitch home, swung on and grounded foul down the first base line. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch from Bates. It's a breaking ball missing outside. 1-1. The River Dogs, 8 runs off 11 hits, 2 errors. Salem Red Sox, 5 runs off 13 hits. They've committed 3 errors in the field. But where I was getting with the Red Sox system, you go up to the Major League club, Boston and Philadelphia, the 1-1 is swung on and popped up in the shallow left field. It's playable for Asensio. The left fielder will center under it and make the catch for out number 3. River Dogs add another thanks to a sack fly from Jeter Garcia. It's stretch time from Salem. River Dogs lead it 8-5 on MILB TV and WZBJ 24.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Who doesn't love free stuff and fun theme nights? Well, there's a lot of exciting promotions and giveaways during the 2025 season at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Don't miss out on all the bobbleheads, t-shirts, magnetic schedules, and other cool giveaways, as well as Firework Fridays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Wing Wednesdays all season long. To view the full Salem Red Sox promotional schedule, visit MILB.com/Salem.
Bottom of the seventh here from Salem. Fans up and stretching. Red Sox trail the River Dogs 8-5 here in game one of this six-game series. They will send up the middle third of their lineup, Uten, Azucar, and Salazar, as Jaden Volker continuing to work on the rubber. Volker's looked just about untouchable for the Charleston River Dogs. 3 2/3 innings thus far. Taking the game over from Andrew Lindsay, who went just the first 2 1/3. But Volker has only allowed the 2 earned runs against him so far, and I think the best stat for Volker, 48 pitches so far to get through the 3 2/3, 4 strikeouts as well. Very efficient on the bump, getting his offense back up to score more runs. Uten, Azucar, and Salazar. Charleston leads 8-5.
righty on lefty. Volker works from the windup. And he fires home the first pitch. Uten swings and fouls it off the glove of Flewelling. 0-1. But as I was saying before the break, Boston and Philadelphia began their series last night, a 10-inning affair between those two clubs. And it was a catcher's interference to win it for Philadelphia. The 10th inning, Brandon Marsh scored on a catcher's interference. The 0-1 swung on and fouled off the screen. 0-2. And I believe I was talking with our team historian, Jim Fulton. It's the first time in 50 years, more than 50 years, that a game has ended on a walk-off catcher's interference. The 0-2, a fastball high, 1-2. I think it's only happened two or three times in Major League Baseball history, but it happened last night. The Philadelphia Phillies walking it off in the 10th inning on a catcher's interference against the Boston Red Sox. The 1-2, Uten swings and dribbles it fouled on the first baseline. Remains 1-2. Kyle Schmidt making a nice play down the first baseline. So it's always one of those oddities where you come to the ballpark and you see something new for the first time, but it's a tough break for Boston to play 10 innings, a back-and-forth game. They scored a run in the bottom of the 10th to in the top of the sixth, that rather is. The 1-2 swung on and popped behind home plate foul. They were trailing for most of that game, and then Trevor Story with a clutch hit to score Alex Bregman in the sixth inning, tied the game up, heading into the back third. They played extra baseball, and again, just a catcher's interference to end Philly and Boston last night. The 1-2, Uten takes a nice swing and deposits it into center field. Nathaniel belting it into center, and he's got a leadoff single here in the seventh. So it's a runner on first for Endy Azokar. 2-for-3 day for Endy as he extended his hitting streak to now three games. Went down swinging in the fifth inning against Jaden Volker. That's the only at bat he has against this Charleston reliever. A River Dogs team that's used just two pitchers. Same with the Salem Red Sox. It's been a very quiet day for both bullpens. Just four combined pitchers used in this ballgame. First pitch to Endy, a fastball called strike at the belts. 0-1. But Boston and Philly, they will continue their series tonight at 6:45 over at Citizens Bank Ballpark. And for all of our Tampa Bay Rays listeners tuning in, welcome. The Rays will be playing Chicago White Sox. The 0-1 is swung on and popped up in a foul territory. It's the third baseman, Monzone, who makes the catch just by that warning track, in between the warning track and the grass for out number two. The grass and the dirt, that is. The warning track in the dirt is where I was going with that. But he made the catch nonetheless for out number one. The Rays and the White Sox at 7:35 from Steinbrenner Field. It's interesting. You look at the American League East. The Yankees kind of having their midseason skid. Toronto has been playing good baseball. Winners of their last four. They're in first place of the division now. Boston in third, Tampa in fourth, Baltimore in last. First pitch to Salazar, a fastball called strike on the outer third, 0-1. It felt like the Yankees were going to run away with the division, but as what happens, you know, every season, the Yankees have their normal June-July skid, and it's once again happening this year. They fell out of first place, and Toronto has been just so good the last 2 months. The 0-1, runner takes off for second, called strike, the throw on is not in time. Sliding around the tag is Nathaniel Uten. Nathaniel steals his seventh base of the season. Kind of got underneath that tag of the second baseman, Polanco. Take another look at it. It's 0-2 on Salazar. But Nathaniel Uten with a stolen base to put a runner on second base. Red Sox starting to get a little bit more aggressive on the base paths. Over the post-All-Star break, the 0-2. Salazar swings and dribbles it to the shortstop, Gonzalez. He charges, fires on the run to first, and it comes out of the glove of Martinez. Breaking for home is Uten, and the throw is on the money. They got him. So Martinez was unable to hold it on first. Uten tried to capitalize on the error, but instead Martinez regrouped, fired a bullet home to Flewelling, and he applied the tag on the belly of Uten for the second out. So there's two gone now. Runner on first. Take another look at it. Uten was trying to pick up on it and unfortunately not able to get the extra 90 feet on the error. It was going to be a tough play for Gonzalez. The throw was a little high of Martinez,
He landed on the base, but the ball just fell out of his glove once he landed on the bag. First pitch to Asensio is a fastball called strike on the outer third, 0-1. So we'll see who they score the error on. Is it a throwing error? Is it a fielding error? But nonetheless, Utena is out at the dish. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and popped up into left field. Mateo takes it by the left field foul line, loses the hat, and makes the catch in left field for out number three. Red Sox bring four hitters up to the dish. No runs off a hit. They leave a man aboard. We've played seven. It's Charleston 8 and the Salem Red Sox 5 here from Carilion Clinic Fields.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live. Stay connected to your Salem Red Sox anytime, anywhere with the official MILB app. Track live scores, stats, and standings from around the Carolina League. Plus get real-time updates from your favorite team right here in the Valley. Stream games, follow prospects, and never miss a moment with the free MILB app. Available now on the App Store and Google Play Store. Download the MILB app today and bring the ballpark to your fingertips.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball, the single-A affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion Boston Red Sox.
Some fans join the ballgame underneath the Roanoke Times Pavilion down the left field line. The Sox trailing the River Dogs 8-5 here in the series opener on this Tuesday afternoon from the 540. Braden Shank with you. So glad you can be with us on MILB TV, the free Valley Sports Live app, or streaming live today on WZBJ24. Top of the order due up for the River Dogs, Gillen, Polanco, and Fluellame, the only three batters that didn't bat in that seventh inning in which the River Dogs scored a run to make it an 8-5 ball game. They scored two runs in the first, a run in the second, two runs in the third, two runs in the fifth, and a run in the seventh. Eight runs off 11 hits for the visitors from Charleston. Adam Bates returns to the rubber. It is the fifth inning that the Aussie works in. Two strikeouts thus far for Adam. First pitch, righty on lefty. Gillen swings and pops this one up in a shallow center field. Nunez and Azokar converge on it. The shortstop calls off the center fielder and makes the catch in center for out number one. Starlin coming out of his area to make the grab, but it's out number one nonetheless for Narciso Polanco. Polanco's 0-3, a walk in the first, strikeout in the second, lined out in the fourth, flew out in the sixth. Still searching for that first hit. Deep breath from Bates from the first base side of the rubber, whips home the offer. It's a breaking ball that misses below the knees. 83-mile-per-hour changeup, 1-0. Offensive heavy day at the yard today. 8-5, Charleston leads the Salem Red Sox. Last time Charleston was at this ballpark in 2022, the 1-0 first, a fastball that's a called strike on the lower third, 1-1. But the only other trip that the River Dogs have made to Carilion Clinic Field in 2022, they took 5 out of the 6 meetings against the Red Sox. The 1-1 pitch, fastball high and away, 2-1. It's also interesting, entering this 2025 season, the all-time series between Salem and Charleston was 11-1 River Dogs. Even now, it's 15-3 River Dogs. The 2-1 swung on and popped up into left center field, shallow and playable for Azokar. He starts running under it and makes the catch for out number two. Endy Azokar, routine pop out to center. And there's two quick outs for Nathan Fluellame. Red Sox searching for their first 1-2-3 frame of the ball game. Neither pitching staff has been able to work out of a game, work out of an inning as efficiently as 1-2-3. A lot of in-between extracurricular His first pitch to Flewelling, a fastball that misses high, 1-0. Nathan is 2-for-4 in this ball game. Strikeout in the first, single in the third, single in the fifth, lined out in the sixth. Two runs as well for Flewelling. The 1-0, he swings and pops this one up in a shallow left field. Asensio starts running in now, and he makes the catch on the run. Long run for Yosunder, but he makes the grab, and there is a easy-peasy 1-2-3 frame. Well, our first 1-2-3 frame belongs to the Red Sox. We head to the home half of the eighth. Sox now trying to put the runs on the scoreboard. They trail 8-5 after 7.5.
Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at milb.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond. Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at milb.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage, and then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox Buy More, Save More.
There's Jason Volker. He's working to a good day so far on the bump for the Charleston Riverdogs. 4 2/3, 4 strikeouts, 2 earned runs against this Red Sox team that goes 8-9-1, Ayubi, De Leon, and Gonzalez. Start righty on lefty. Kareem Ayubi's been the big bat so far. He watches the first pitch miss in the dirt, 1-0. Kareem, 3-for-3 at the dish. 2 doubles, a single as well. Just the fourth time in his career he's recorded 3 hits. The 1-0. Kareem swings and grounds this one hard to the second baseman, Polanco. Fields it on a bounce. Easy toss to first. Martinez has it out number one. Well, Kareem was looking for a career-high fourth hit. Unable to get it, though. And now Framie De Leon will swing it from the right-hand side. 2-for-3. Singles each of his last 2 times up, both against Jaden Volker. So has a good track record against this Charleston reliever. River Dogs lead 8-5. Bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Framie. He swings in, lines it foul off the padding behind home plate. 0-1. Tomorrow we start regularly scheduled at 6:35 p.m. May go 6:35 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then 1:05 to conclude on Sunday. Ben Hansen to make the start for the Red Sox, the former BYU Cougar. His opposition, the number 10 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays system, Trevor Harrison, the 0-1. Swung on and popped up. And foul territory down the right field line. McCoy chasing it and will let this one hit off of, it's at the railing of the Carilion Clinic deck out there. Hit off of something in foul territory, obviously. Actually, it was the fence that surrounds around the Charleston bullpen. Hit off the top of the fence and bounced back in foul territory. So kind of an odd bounce there, but nonetheless, the count is 0-2. Jake McCoy out there in right field in his first career minor league baseball game. The 0-2 pitch to Framie. He watches the fastball miss out and away, 1-2. For Jaden Volker, he was mainly used as a starter this season for the River Dogs, so no surprise that the reliever today is going the distance as a reliever. The 1-2 pitch, Framie swings and nubs this one over to the second baseman, Polanco. Fields it on a bounce, fires to the first baseman, Martinez. The 4-3 putout is out number 2. It's the second time that Volker goes up against the Red Sox. He went 5 2/3 innings, allowing 3 hits, no runs, as the winning pitcher against Salem on the 13th of May. Threw 90 pitches against the Red Sox that meeting, and we'll see if he goes another 90 here today. But Andrew Lindsay went the first 2 1/3, and Jaden Volker's gone the last 5 1/3 now in just his second bullpen appearance of the season. Righty on righty to Justin Gonzalez, the tall designated hitter. First pitch, Gonzalez swings and spoils it, fouled on the third baseline. Ozzie Chavez, the manager, third base coach, trying to field it off two bounces. Just one under his hand. The Sox bullpen will retrieve it now. No balls and a strike. Infield shifts to the third base side of the bat. The 0-1. Gonzalez swings and lines this one in a right field. McCoy ranging under it and makes the catch for out number three. Well, we didn't see a 1-2-3 inning all game, but then how about six up, six down in this eighth inning? And we go to inning number 9. River Dogs 8, Salem Red Sox 5. Ninth coming up next from Carilion Clinic Fields. Baseball and post-game fireworks, a match made in heaven. Join us every Friday home game at Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark for Firework Fridays. Catch the big league stars of tomorrow tearing it up on the diamond, then stick around for an unforgettable post-game fireworks show presented by Glow Fiber. Summer's just around the corner, so bring the whole family out for top-notch baseball and a spectacular fireworks display lighting up the Salem sky after every Friday home game in 2025. Don't miss Firework Fridays all season long.
This summer, the boys of summer are coming to your living room. That's right, the Salem Red Sox are hitting your TV screen with 10 games airing live on WZBJ24, your local home for Red Sox baseball. Don't miss the future stars of Fenway as they take the field right here in the Valley. Whether it's clutch hits, diving catches, or walk-off wins, now you can catch the moments from the comfort of your couch. Salem Red Sox baseball, 10 games airing on WZBJ24. Don't just hear about it. Watch it live.
We've hit the ninth inning from Salem on this Tuesday afternoon. River Dogs lead the Red Sox 8-5, and there's a new arm into the ballgame for the Salem Red Sox, the southpaw P.J. Labriola, the 24-year-old out of Sarasota, Florida, will make his seventh single-A appearance, looking to improve on his 1.80 ERA in 10 innings pitched, as he's greeted with the middle third of the lineup, Angel Mateo, Ryan McCoy, and Larry Martinez. Lefty on righty, we start as Mateo digs in. The first pitch is swung on and off the end of his bat, flown onto the shortstop Nunez. Fielded on a bounce, fired a first, and it pulls Ayubi off the base and goes all the way into the Charleston dugout. So it will move Mateo to second. It was going to be a tough play for Starlin Nunez. The throw took Ayubi off the base, and it went into the Charleston dugout, so the ball out of play gives the extra base to Mateo. So they're going to score at a fourth error against the Red Sox, this one going against Starlin Nunez. So runner on second. So they're going to give him a hit and an error. So a single and then advancing on the E6. But runner on second for Ryan McCoy. First pitch, a breaking ball called strike, 0-1. Labriola throws the fastball, the cutter, and the slider. A guy who started the season with, you guessed it, the New York Boulders, the same place that Ryan McCoy started his career. This season, that is, started the career this season. The 0-1 swung on and popped up down the left field line. Asensio takes it into foul territory and watches it hit into the bullpen, 0-2. A pair of indie ball guys squaring off, trying to prove themselves here in their first season of professional baseball. Teammates now turned against each other. The NC State Wolfpack on the hill and the Louisville Cardinal in the batter's box. ACC rivals. Rivals once again. The 0-2, a slider that misses on the inner third. Labriola thought he had strike three, but instead will have to do it again as Nicholas Sexton says it's just inside. Runner on second, top nine. River Dogs lead by three. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Labriola's deal. Swung on and spoiled foul into the on-deck circle. Went to that slider once again, but McCoy just gets a piece of it. Counts a ball and two strikes. Ryan McCoy in his first career single-leg game, that is. 1-4. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Labriola. Swung on and off the end of the bat, grounded to Cespedes at second. He fields it, fires to first. Ayubi has it. It's out number one. Slow roller to Yoelen, and he makes the easy play on it to retire Ryan McCoy. Runner moves up to third in the process, so Larry Martinez has another RBI opportunity standing 90 feet away. This has been the one bat that has had the Red Sox number all afternoon long. The first baseman for Charleston, 3-for-4 with 4 ribbies. Infield converges in. First pitch to Martinez. He watches the fastball called strike at 91 miles per hour. 0-1 to Larry. Hits in 8 of his last 11 ball games. The 0-1. Swung on and grounded over to Cespedes at second. Fires home, and Salazar will apply the tag and cut down the lead runner of Mateo. Angel Mateo was running on contact, and Yoelen Cespedes cuts out the lead runner. Out number two. So the fielder's choice puts Martinez aboard. But there's two outs, and Ricardo Gonzalez will bat. Charleston 8, Salem 5, top of the ninth, game one of this six-game set. River Dogs offense has come to play in game four of this nine-game road trip for Charleston. First pitch to Gonzalez. He swings and grounds it up the middle. Cespedes knocks it down. Underhand toss to Nunez, covering second base, and the fielder's choice will retire the top of the ninth. River Dogs, no runs off a hit. They leave a man aboard. It's time for the Red Sox to mount a comeback. They trail 8-5 over the Charleston River Dogs. Les Licks coming back for a break when we return.
Think you've got what it takes to rule the court on the fields? It's the first ever Pickle on the Diamond, a one-of-a-kind pickleball tournament played right on the infield at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us Saturday, November 1st for mixed doubles competition. Two divisions, round-robin play, and a single elimination bracket to determine the winner. Registration is open now at milb.com/Salem and closes October 24th or when full. Don't miss your chance to play where the pros play, only at Pickle on the Diamond. Looking to catch more Salem Red Sox baseball this season? We've got a deal just for you. With our Buy More, Save More program, the more games you choose, the bigger your discount. Pick your seats for any eligible home game and watch the savings stack up. Buy two games, get 20% off. Buy three games, get 30% off. And buy four or more and get 40% off your tickets. It's simple. Visit our website at milb.com/Salem. Click on the Buy More, Save More button on the homepage. And then all you have to do is select your games and watch as the discount is applied automatically. Great seats, great savings, all season long with the Salem Red Sox Buy More, Save More.
Charleston turns to the closer in the bottom of the ninth. It's Jaden Berkovich who tries to get his second save of the season. The 23-year-old out of Reno, Nevada, will face the 2-3-4 in the Salem Red Sox lineup. Nunez, Cespedes, and Nathaniel Uten. A fastball, a slider, and a changeup. As he will try to retire this Red Sox team in order and give Charleston the series opener. You see his numbers on the screen. Very good. 9 innings pitched, not allowed an earned run. And Starlin Nunez will try to change course. Charleston 8, Salem 5. Red Sox down to their last licks, trying to keep this win streak going. Charleston trying to pick up a series opening win on the road. Nunez enters in a line of 2-for-4. Trying to start this inning off with a big bang. Infield shifts to the first base side. The first pitch to Nunez. He swings and lines this one in a right center field. Converging to his left is Gillen on his horse, and it's going to drop in the gap. Nunez on his way to second. He's still chugging on his way to third. The throw will be no throw. Polanco eats it. It's a leadoff stand-up triple for Starlin Nunez. Second triple of the day for Starlin. His third extra base hit of the contest. And the leadoff man's aboard. Well, that's impressive for Starlin Nunez. Yeah, well, and Cespedes will dig in. making 8 total bases. Not quite the most that we've seen in a single game, but the two triples is the first time since the 1st of July that a Red Sox has had two triples in a game. First pitch to Cespedes, a fastball missing inside, 1-0. And how about this for a stat? For the first time since opening day, a Red Sox has had three extra base hits in a game. Fraley Encarnacion, you know, that's a name you probably haven't heard in a while, did it on opening day. The 1-0 is a fastball called strike on the inner third, 1-1. But since that opening day contest, no Red Sox has gotten three extra base hits in a game until today. Starlin Nunez with the double in the first, the triple in the fourth, and the triple in the ninth. The 1-1 pitch to Yoelin. He watches the breaking ball miss in the dirt, 2-1. Charleston 8, Salem 5. Bottom of the ninth, Red Sox trying to fend off extinction here and play comeback kids, something they did on Sunday. Walk-off winners against Fayetteville Woodpeckers came from behind to win game two of the doubleheader. The 2-1, Yoelin swings and clubs this one into center field. It's dying quickly, and it's right into the glove of Gillen. Yoelin was unable to muscle that one down for a hit, and the L7 or L8 will be out number one. So Nathaniel Uten will be the new batter from the left-hand side. One gone, and Uten trying to build on his 2-for-3 day he's had so far. Two RBI, a run as well, a walk sandwiched in there. Been a good day for Nathaniel. Righty on lefty, first pitch home. Uten watches the breaking ball miss away, 1-0. Nathaniel, as has Kareem Ayoubi and Justin Gonzalez, has been just on an absolute tear the last month or so. Been really good since the calendar flipped to June and continuing his hot ways here today. The 1-0, Uten dances out of the way of a 94-mile-per-hour heater, 2-0. And the Red Sox also stand 90 feet away from doing something that nobody has done against Berkovitz this season. And that is score a run against the Reno, Nevada kid. An earned run, that is. The 2-0. Swung on and grounded. This one will go right to the glove of Martinez at first. He knocks it down. Underhand toss to the pitcher covering. It's out number two, but Uten does bring home Nunez. To cut into the deficit, it's now 8-6. Red Sox down to their final out, and the game rests in the hands of Endiazo Carr. Salem faced this situation on Sunday. Down to their final out against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, but they were able to rattle off a comeback and win that game 7-6 in 10 innings in game one of the doubleheader. Righty on righty. First pitch home. Azo Carr swings in. Spoils a foul down the third base line. Over to the coach's box of Ozzy Chavez. And tomorrow is a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:20. For game two of this six-game set between Charleston and the Red Sox. Azo Carr 2-for-4 with a strikeout and a count stealing to his name. Righty on righty. The pitch home. Azo Carr swings and misses on the 83-mile-per-hour breaking ball in the dirt. It's 0-2. And Ben Hansen and Trevor Harrison to make the starts. A River Dog team that's only lost one career game here. I guess one ever. I'm trying to think what the best way to phrase it is. One game total here at this ballpark. The win today would move to 6-1 all time. The 0-2, Azo Carr swings and misses. The tag applied by Flewelling, and that is out number three. Charleston comes to Salem, and they take the opener of this six-game series, a hitter's ball game. 8-6, Charleston takes down the Salem Red Sox, and they take a 1-0 series lead with them into tomorrow. Your final line score, the Charleston River Dogs, 8 runs off 12 hits, 3 errors. The Salem Red Sox, 6 runs off 15 hits. They committed 4 errors in the field. So for all the hardworking men and women in the room to my right, putting on all the graphics, camera angles, replays, and everything in between, for the man in charge, our video production manager, Will Howell, for our production assistant, intern Josh Collier, I've been Braden Shank saying so long and goodbye from Salem, where the Charleston River Dogs take down the Salem Red Sox 8-6. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Make sure to stay up to date with the Salem Sox by visiting MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time. facebook.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.